Rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
This is not just a moral issue, not just an economic issue. It is also an urgent matter of our national security. And for too long, we've heard that confronting climate change means destroying our own economies. But let me just say, carbon emissions in the United States are back to where they were two decades ago, even as we've grown our economy dramatically over the same period.
Okay, so... Explain something to me here. Now, admittedly, I am sick as a dog. I traveled myself to illness last week. I have the worst sinus infection known to man. I'm pretty sure it's like one of the plagues described about in End of Times and Revelations. So maybe I missed something in my... Because I'm on a serious heavy-duty antibiotic. Like, my throat's on fire, everything hurts. But I'm here with you guys because I love you so much. I'm Dana Lash, by the way. Welcome to the program. Now, back to my point. Was this an old soundbite we just played? Or was this some crap legit said?
I mean, it's an old line that he's used before.
When did he said this yesterday, did he not?
Yeah.
He said this yesterday. He said this yesterday?
Yes, after Turkey.
He said this yesterday?
After Paris. After Orlando. This is what he said.
He said this yesterday.
He said, I think so. I'm almost positive. Let me double check that. I'm pretty sure.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Is he back with the Choom Gang? I'm for real. Is he back with the Choom Gang right now?
I'm sorry,
guys. I'm so sick. Is he seriously, though? I mean, I am sick, and I'm already like, Whiskey Tango, Foxtrot, what? What is this? So he's talking about everything but all the serious stuff that we are dealing with here in the United States. He's out there talking. Did you see the awkward handshake between him and the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau? I use too much hair gel and I need to cut my hair, Trudeau. And the new Mexican president, that nobody cares about. Did you guys all see that awkward handshake? What was that about? Look, here's the deal. I'm going to be real with you guys today. I'm sick. My throat's on fire. I'm on enough antibiotics and cold meds that would put down a horse. And I just don't have any dams to give. I have none. Like, I am literally, I'm at the limit. I'm over the limit. I can see the limit like a boat out to sea, and I see the limit. It's just a faint light on the shore. He's out here talking. I don't care about climate change. When I hear people talk about climate change, when we're dying from terror attacks here in the United States, I want to go and find the biggest, dirtiest car I can find, and I want to clunker all the emissions into the air. I want to go off and rip all the stuff off my car right now that makes it to where it somehow, I don't know. I don't know anything about cars. This would be like you coming up to me and telling me how to diagram a sentence. Okay, we each have our own particular strengths. I want to go literally and I want to throw styrofoam in the sea. That's what I want to do. I want to throw styrofoam in the sea. I want to dump my trash out in the road. Whenever I hear people talk about climate change, I want to go and get Aquanet and just spray it incessantly out into the atmosphere.
The old Aquanet.
Yeah, the old Aquanet. I that's what I want to do. I want to go and eat all the GMO luscious food I can eat. Like, GMO. I don't even want any food. Just give me GMO. Like, just go through fast food, pull up through McDonald's with my super emissions-y car with that's just crapping out all kinds of black soot into the air. And I want to say, you know what? I would like some GMO with a side of GMO, please. Thank you. Thank you and good day, sir. Good day. How are you guys today? Are you guys well? I don't even want to hear about it. Are you guys well on the 4th of July, Independence Day? See? He's sitting here talking about climate change. Because that's the biggest threat we have. It's not terrorism. It's the climate change. Golly. Katie barred the door. You know, you have ISIS sitting back there. Excuse me. You have ISIS sitting back there laughing at us. Because our president is, I don't know, it's almost like he's following the playbook of how, it's like a Zoolander playbook, how to run the White House bad and do other things bad, too. That's going to be his book when he's out of office, by the way. That'll be his legacy. So, a few things to get in on. We have some things to touch up on today. Did you guys wake, I'm sure you woke up this morning and you saw all the stuff at the St. Andrews Joint Base. It was a drill. Apparently somebody saw somebody carrying long guns and didn't read. That's why it's really important to read the inter-office emails because somebody didn't know it was a drill. And then you had all the anti-gun humpers out there who were freaking out saying, look, this goes to show you guns are so bad. Guns are so bad. Okay, they're so bad. Guns are horrible. Look at what's happening here. You have another shit. They were so disappointed that it wasn't a real thing. They were so disappointed. I was shocked to see how disappointed these people were. Yeah, Brandon says, go burn some tires. Gosh, that sounds like amazing. I think I'm going to do that on Independence Day. I'm just going to, you know, roast some GMO dogs on a burnt tire fire. You know what I mean? That would be awesome. Just get a tire fire going and just, you know, cook some GMO dogs.
I used to know a band that had that name, Backyard Tire Fire.
Gosh, that's the best band name ever.
Isn't that awesome?
That is a great band name. You could hand out little like, tire.
Yeah, little
I'm already going
tires.
Into the merch part of it already.
Like on those remote control cars.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good idea. Have a good old tire fire going. Get some GMO schmarlows. Those are marshmallows, but they're GM schmellows. GMO schmellows. Have you ever had a GMO schmellow?
I don't think I don't know. Maybe I have and I didn't know it.
You're missing out, man.
Seriously?
Yes, GMO schmellows.
GMO schmellows?
Yeah.
I'm going to check them out.
You can get them at Trader GMO. It's
I have
amazing.
No idea.
I know. I love it. And then, you know what I want to do? I'm going to fill up one of those aluminum... Or aluminium. I'm going to fill up one of those aluminum horse troughs, and I'm going to fill it with DEET. Ooh. And so you can just dunk yourself in DEET, and you can Joint Base Andrews. Thank you. I don't know why I said St. Andrews. You know why I said St. Andrews? Because I'm sick!
Yes.
That's why I'm sick! I went back to my point, though. I want to go fill up one of those aluminum horse troughs with some DEET and bathe in the DEET, and then I'm going to take my GMO dog and my GMO schmellow, and I'm just going to roast it over a tire fire. There's a song in there somewhere. Mm. You know how they say chestnuts roasted on an open fire?
GMO schmellows over
GMO
an open
schmellows
tire fire.
Roasted on a tire fire. That's, you know, it doesn't get more American than that.
I'm
going to
start
I mean?
Writing it right now.
Have you ever been to Trader GMO's, though? It's amazing. They give you plastic bags and styrofoams in the bottom of them. Just some styrofoam peanuts. Because,
no
and then they encourage you after you put it in your car to just dump it all out in the road afterwards. It's awesome. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Trader GMO's is nothing like Trader Joe's.
No, Trader Joe's is lame. Trader GMO's. So much better.
They're flying in the face of government right
like,
now.
Like, they have a special chemical aisle. Like, if you want to, you know how they have the bath products where it's like, oh, here you can wash your hands in this stuff that's like lavender and it's sourced from some stream in Montana. That's, no, it's not. They're all full of crap. They're all liars. Trader GMO's is honest. Like, this is chemical made in a lab. It's just a straight-up chemical. And we dyed it purple because you stupid idiots think that lavender juice is purple and that you can make lavender juice. That's what they do, and they're just honest about it. It's literally called Lavender Chemicals. It's a particular brand. It's only available at Trader GMO's.
Welcome to the start of the show, everybody.
God bless America. Hey, you know what? We have this little thing called Quick Fire we should probably do before my cold meds wear off. Yay!
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm sure that this was totally, and I'm sure this is all accidental. They did this. They met. I'm sure Bill Clinton was probably on his way back from Trader GMO's, and he swung into the airport. ABC 15 reports that U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton They met privately in Phoenix before the Benghazi report. I mean, his wife is under investigation by the FBI, so I'm sure there's nothing. It's just all completely coincidental. Anyone who is saying to the opposite of that is just the racist. It's kind of how it goes, right? They report that an ongoing investigation, blah, blah, blah. The chick messed up. She's a criminal. A private meeting took place on the west side of Sky Harbor International Airport on board a parked private plane. Oh, so he went onto a private plane. Maybe she was like, Bill, ring, ring, ring. And he's like, hello. And she's like, Bill, I heard you were in the Phoenix area at Trader GMO's, not far from the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Would really love some of those deep dogs. Can you bring me some? And he's like, yeah, it's crazy. I accidentally got a twofer. And she's like, cool, come see me on the plane. And so he goes there, and that's what happened. I'm on cold meds.
There's totally a deep dog joke.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Maddie Novelli.
Baseball here on the radio. Kyle DeFore here at Tiger Field getting ready for first pitch between the Reading Colt 45s and the visiting Vacaville Rattlers in town for one game only. So one and done against the Vacaville Rattlers here tonight. Starting for your Reading Colt 45s, it's going to be left-hander Dion Heron out of Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis. Catching for him tonight is going to be Zach Trueblood. Your defense for your hometown 45s looks like this on the infield. At third base, Austin LeBou out of Cottonwood, California. Zach Taylor at shortstop from Madeira, California. Noah Ferguson, Reading zone at second base. Over at first, it's Sean Sutton out of the University of Seattle. In the DH tonight is Hunter Heath. Again, your catcher, Zach Trueblood, also out of Reading, California. Outfield is DJ Porter in left. Chandler Anderson in center. And J.J. Hancock in right. Dion Heron, again, your starter tonight. We'll start the festivities here. And we've got first pitch coming up here. Leading off is going to be Dominic Hewitt, second baseman for the visiting Vacaville Rattlers. And the first pitch is high, ball one.
First pitch.
Here's the 1-0 from Heron. That ball in there for a strike on the outside corner. Two and one now. And Heron now misses. It's three balls and one strike. Tonight's pregame festivities is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay is rocking two new exhibitions this year. Rock You and the Institute of Rock and Roll and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Visit turtlebay.org for more information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Lazy fly ball out to right field. Taking it out there is Hancock out of Washington State. That'll be the first out of the inning. Scored a fly out to number nine on the first batter of the inning. Here's Alex Sullivan, right fielder for the Vacaville Rattlers. One out and nobody on here. First pitch high and away. That's the ball. The 1-0 from Heron. That ball's a swing and a miss. Down right at the knees. Good pitch there from Dion. Here's the 1-1, and a curveball right at the knees. Pretty pitch there. 1-2 now. We're in the top of the first here on KCNR, 1460-0-0 tie. That's a swing and a miss, and going down on strikes is Sullivan, so a flyout and a strikeout to start the game here. for lefty Dion Heron.
Baseman number 23, Matt Miles. Matt is our beer batter today. If Matt strikes out, all beers will be $1 off.
To bring up Matt Miles, first baseman here for Vacaville. He's your beer batter tonight. And Heron has a changeup float outside, 1-0 here. If you haven't been down to a game here at Tiger Field yet, come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket, every seat in the shade here. From first inning on, that's a little flare out into right field, and taking it is Ferguson at second base for the out. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the first here. It's a 0-0 tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball on the radio. 0-0 here. Your hometown 45's getting ready to take their first at bat. It's going to be Zach Taylor, J.J. Hancock, and Chandler Anderson, your shortstop, right fielder, and center fielder, respectively. Taylor had the night off last night. Takes a pitch just a bit high. 1-0 here. Starting pitcher tonight for the Vacaville Rattlers is Christian Moore, the right-hander. And that one misses outside as well. 2-0 now. Taylor, Hancock, Anderson, and then Sean Sutton will be the cleanup hitter at first base. Hunter Heath is your DH. Batting fifth, DJ Porter in left. Batting sixth, Trueblood behind the plate. Batting seventh, that's a little chopper to the right side, taking it way over outside the bag is the first baseman, flips over to the pitcher. So a ground out, 3-1 for Taylor. That'll be the first out of the inning. Ferguson's going to bat eighth in second base. And Austin LeBoux is going to bat ninth at third. Here's J.J. Hancock. Hancock not in the lineup last night. That's a slow roller down the third base line. 0-1 here. Here's the 0-1. And a changeup misses outside, 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Redding. Now catering. Check out MarysPizzaShack.com for their entire catering menu. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. 1-1 misses inside there on Hancock. Now 2-1. On deck is Utah Ute Chandler Anderson. Every game right here on KCNR 1460 for you. This is game 23 out of 45, the exact midpoint of the season. That ball has popped up on the infield. It's now drifting into foul territory. Might be playable, and it's going to be out of play. 2-2 now. Hit up ReddingColt45s.com for the entire schedule. Tonight's game, not on the official schedule, but we're here, I assure you. Just $5 a ticket. We're in the bottom of the first of a scoreless tie. 2-2 from Moore is grounded foul. We'll line up and do it one more time. Moore, a right-hander. About 6-1 by the looks of him. Throwing right over the top. That one is very high up in the eyes of Hancock. Now 3-2. And he hides the ball a little bit as his motion, as his arm loading right behind his shoulder, and he kind of keeps that ball out of your line of sight till right about when he's about to release it. So a little foul ball out of play here. Count still 2-2 on Hancock. Good battle going here between the number two hitter, right fielder of your hometown 45s, and the starting pitcher with one down and nobody on. Full count pitch forthcoming. That's grounded to first, and that's going to be a 3 unassisted second out of the inning as Hancock is retired. So two ground outs first here to start the inning. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson.
Now that in for the University of Utah, center fielder number 27, Chandler Anderson.
Anderson not in the lineup last night. Night before last, 1-for-2 with 2 walks. And a curveball falls right in there at the knees, 0-1. All whack first baseman Sean Sutton out of Seattle University on deck. Another curveball, same spot, same result. Anderson started to pull the trigger, then held up, but it's called strike anyway, 0-2 here. The 0-2 pitch. Inside, 1-2 here. Great day for baseball here at Tiger Field. Shadows creeping across the infield. Every seat in the shade here as we're in the bottom of the first. 2 outs, nobody on for your hometown 45s. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Curveball at the shoe tops, and he fouls it down the third baseline. Count remains 1-2 here. And a check swing there, and they're going to say, yes, he did. No, appeal down to first, and he held up. Very close there on the check swing by Chandler Anderson. But that ball in the dirt is called a ball. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here. Nobody on for the number 3 hitter, center fielder Chandler Anderson out of Park City, Utah. I want to say hello to all our friends out there in Utah. Listen on KCNR1460.com. This is a ground ball right back to the pitcher, and he's going to take it and throw it on for the out. So 1-2-3 go the 45s. We're at the top of the second, 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
With a rebel yell, Homeless Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're here in the top of the second at Tiger Field. Some technical difficulties here, but we've got them under control. Leadoff double for Brendan Sweeney. And a diving play out there by Anderson, unable to make it. And then a bunt for a hit down the third baseline by Christian Moore. And he reached, and Sutton unable to take the throw over at first. It kicked off his glove towards second base, and coming all the way around to score was Sweeney. So it's 1-0 here. Vacaville in the top of the second. Deion Heron with Manor on first. And nobody out. Count is now 2-0 here on Brassfield. Aaron comes set now, ready with a 2-0. That ball outside, 3-0 now. Trueblood tried to frame it, but it's called a ball. That ball in there for a strike now, 3-1. Center fielder Brassfield has a ground ball single through the right side and headed all the way over to third now is Moore. So runners on first and third now after the single by Brassfield. It's been double single here for the Vacaville Rattlers. One run already home. Runners on first and third. That'll bring up Cole Chait. Chait, the third baseman, number 7 hitter here for the Vacaville Rattlers. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults here. It's Muse Concrete, museconcrete.com. That's a fly ball out to center. Taken out there by Anderson, and that's going to score a run on the sack fly. So Moore scores from third. A sack fly and an RBI. Scored a fly out to number 8. A sack fly and an RBI for Chait. Brassfield stays put at first. There's now one down and a runner on first. 2-0 Vacaville here. Aaron now in the stretch. It's going to be Jake Willard, the catcher.
And a throw over to first, and the runner is back. Runner takes his lead, being held on over there by Sutton. Heron kicks and fires. That's a slider just missed, perhaps just low. One ball, no strikes. Here's the 1-0 from Heron. Runner goes. Trueblood with a good throw, and he is out. Gunned down by Reading native Zach Trueblood. And a nice job there by Dion Heron, getting the ball to the plate quickly. Quick release there. Normally he has a pretty big leg kick. Slowed it down, or sped it up a little bit there. Give Trueblood a chance, and that throw right on the money. So a caught stealing is the second out of the inning. Brassfield cut down at second. Now there's two outs and nobody on. That's going to put Heron back in the windup. He misses for a ball here. It's now 3-0. And that one's in there for a strike. 3-1 now. Willard, the number 8 hitter here in the lineup. James Schwager will bat next should he reach. That ball is fouled out of play. So from 3-0 back to 3-2. Good job by Heron to battle back in the count here. This is game 23 out of 45. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. That's a chopper down the left side. Labou coming in at third, and he makes the play. Nicely done by the Cottonwood native, Austin Labou. That's the third out of the inning. Two runs home here. It's 2-0 Vacaville. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
It's that time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Reading Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and B&T Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids' bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Getting ready for the bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. And streaming live all around the world at KCNR1460.com. 2-0 Vacaville. We head to the bottom of the second. Leading off is going to be Sean Sutton, the first baseman. It'll be Sutton, Heath, and Porter. Heath the DH tonight, Porter in left field. So here's Seattle University's Sean Sutton. 6'3", left-handed batter, stepping in against the starter for Vacaville, Christian Moore. That ball is high up at the shoulders, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Reading. Now catering. Check out marysPizzaShack.com for their whole menu, including their new catering menu. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s right here on KCNR 1460. That ball's down in the dirt now as it's 2-0. So Sutton's seen one in his eyes and one at his shoe tops. And it puts him ahead in the count, 2-0. That ball's fouled out of play down the left side. 2-1 now. Thank you. 2-1 now. Here's the pitch from Moore. That's a line drive and snagged by the first baseman on one hop. Nice play over there. And he flips it to the pitcher and he cannot bring it in. And that ball goes into the dugout. So Sutton will head to second base. Tough break there for Vacaville. His first baseman, Matt Miles, made a great diving stop on a one-hopper that was surely headed to right for a clean single. And then flipped it to the pitcher, and the pitcher had to reach behind him a little bit. So that'll be an error. That'll bring out Heath as Sutton now stands at second. Probably going to call that an E3 on the throw. So here's Hunter Heath in an early RBI spot with a runner on second, nobody out. We're in the bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. Just $5 is a ticket. Every seat in the shade here. Best $5 you'll spend all summer. That one is down low, 1-0 here. This is game 3 of 13 games in 13 nights. Get the entire schedule on Redding Colt 45s. One game here against Vacaville tonight. One game against the Redding Tigers. And a 3-game series this weekend against the Humboldt B-52s for your 4th of July weekend. That one misses outside 2-0 here, and catcher wants to head out and have a word with Moore. Catcher 9, Jake Willard for the Vacaville Rattlers. Now we're ready to go. 2-0 on Heath. And a reminder on that July 4th game on Monday night, that's a 6 o'clock start. Come early and stay for the fireworks. A great view here from Tiger Field of the fireworks going on just across the river there. That's a fly ball very high down the left field line, now curving into foul territory. And no catch. It's a foul ball. So that'll be a long strike there for Heath. On deck is DJ Porter. Sutton takes his lead off second. Moore gets the sign from Willard, checks the runner, now comes set. Here's the 2-1. That ball high. Heath takes 3-1 now. So hitters count. He's got first base to play with. But with nobody out, you don't want to be adding base runners to your problem. Heath should get something to hit here. Right field playing very deep. Respecting the power of Hunter Heath. That ball's down in the dirt. And a 5-pitch walk. The runner's on first and second now after an error and a walk. To Sutton and Heath, and here's DJ Porter with two on and nobody out. DJ Porter. Porter out of Cal Baptist University, teammate of Ryan Williams down there. Williams with the night off tonight.
Good contact now, buddy. Have fun.
First pitch here to Porter is a slider. A little bit high. 1-0 here. On deck is Zach Trueblood out of Redding, California. Here's the 1-0 to DJ. That's a foul ball. Good cut there. Fouled it straight back into the parking lot. 1-1 here. Sutton at second. Heath at first. Nobody out in the bottom of the second. 2-0 Vacaville. One game series here against the Vacaville Rattlers. Here's the 1-1. That's a line drive to short, and that's going to be a double play as Sutton absolutely had nowhere to go. A line drive to shortstop, leaped up and grabbed it. So 6-4 on the line, 6 on the line out, 6-4 on the double play. And a tough break there.
How about it? From Academy of the Arts University, catcher number 26, Zach.
Well, here's Trueblood now, the runner on first and two down. And about 2 feet higher, and that ball's in the gap, and everybody's probably still running. Game of inches, folks. Here's Trueblood. He watches the fastball there. For a strike, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. Muse strives to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. And Muse Concrete for all your construction needs. Crowd sponsors the Colt 45s here on KCNR. That ball in there at the knees for a strike. 0-2 now on Trueblood. Big hole on the right side. Heath being held on. And a swing and a miss is a... Yeah, we're going to call catcher's interference here. So that is, in effect, a foul ball. The runner is allowed to go to second as the rarely called catcher's interference. That glove actually slowed down the bat of True Blood, so Heath now at second. Here's the... And that's a called third strike at the knees. So True Blood goes down looking. No runs here in the bottom of the second. We head to the top of the third. It's 2-0 Vacaville. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Getting ready for the top of the third here at Tiger Field. It's 2-0 Vacaville. Deion Heron on the mound getting ready to start his third inning of work here for your hometown 45s. Due up in the top half of the third for the Vacaville Rattlers. It's going to be the 9-1-2 hitters. James Schweger, Dominic Hyatt, and Alex Sullivan. They'll stand in against lefty Deion Heron out of Harris Stowe State University. Of course, tonight also game four of the four-game battle of the Bay Series, and hasn't been much of a battle thus far as the A's have taken the first three games. I've been circling a petition around the ballpark here today to eliminate interleague play between the A's and the Giants in light of those events. Would have never thought the Giants were the one that came in first place and the A's were the ones that came in double digits out of first in their own division, but that's why they play the games, I suppose. 1-0 in the third there. A's on top of Madison Bumgarner tonight. First pitch is a strike here from Heron, 0-1. That ball down to the dirt, 1-1 now. James Schweger, the left fielder here for the Rattlers. That's a changeup just a little bit low. Pitcher's pitch there just missed, 2-1. That ball is lined into right field, and playing very deep was Hancock, so he'll take it on a bounce. Leadoff single here for Schweger. That'll turn it over to the top of the lineup in Hyatt. He flew out his first time, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Reading. Now catering. Check out marysPizzaShack.com for their entire menu, including their new catering menu. Mary's Pizza Shack, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here. LeBou in on the grass at third. That's a bunt to the right side, and it's going to stay fair. That's a fair ball as it started to roll foul. Sean Sutton at first was going to let it roll foul, and it came back into the fair territory. So that's a bunt single there. Right down the first base line for Hyatt. Runners on first and second now with nobody out. And here's Sullivan. He struck out swinging his first time. in the first inning.
How about it? Right fielder, number 9, Alex Sullivan.
So first and second now with nobody out. Aaron in the stretch, kicks and fires. Swinging and a miss. A fastball on the outside there. Visiting Vacaville Rattlers in town for just one game tonight. We'll play a one-game set against the Redding Tigers tomorrow night. And then a three-game set against the visiting Humboldt B-52s for the entire weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Sunday and Monday starts at 6 p.m. All other starts at 7:15. Make sure to stick around Monday and watch the fireworks here from Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long. One ball and one strike now. Aaron checks the runner, now comes set. Here's the 1-1. That's a swing and a miss on a nice changeup there by Heron. Had him out in front. 1-2 now. Labou playing even with the bag at third. Back in on the grass here now. Taylor shading towards second to try and keep the runner honest out there. Here's the 1-2. That's a curveball, just misses outside. Didn't quite make it back over the plate from Heron there. 2-2 now. And Heron's going to step off and look the runner back to second. Two balls, two strikes here on the number 2 hitter, Sullivan. Aaron's ready, and that's a ground ball to second. This could be 2-4-6, and beating it out is Sullivan. So that's 4-6 on the fielder's choice. Hyatt is erased. So Ferguson to Taylor, but that ball just not hit hard enough to turn two. So runners at the corners here, one down, and that'll bring up Matt Miles. Popped out to second base his first time. Aaron would love to roll a double play ball here and get out of the inning unscathed. That ball's a little bit low. 1-0 here. Very close pitch there. And that's a grounder to third, and nice play by Labou as he holds the runner at third. Moving up to second, only play was at first. So Sullivan moves up to second.
Shortstop number 4, Brendan.
Pardon me, Sullivan stays at third. And Miles is retired. So two down now, runners on second and third. And that's a changeup low. Check swing, and he did not go. Brendan Sweeney doubled and scored the first run of the ballgame in the second. Two balls, no strikes here on Sweeney. That's a ground ball to short. Taking out there is Zach Taylor and throwing on to first. That'll end the inning. So two runners stranded here. We head to the bottom of the third, 2-0. Vacaville, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the third here, Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf, set to lead off for your hometown 45s. Down 2-0 here to the visiting Vacaville Rattlers. It'll be Ferguson, then Cottonwood's Austin LeBou, and then the top of the lineup, Zach Taylor. And Ferguson takes the first pitch there, 1-0. That one's in there for a strike with a fastball, 1-1 now. Noah Ferguson out of Butte College. Here's the 1-1. He swings and misses on a good changeup there. Had him out front, 1-2 now. That one's a little low, 2-2 now. Full count here as he's come back from 1-2 to work it full. And that one's down in the dirt. Good leadoff walk there by Noah Ferguson. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Austin LeBou.
And how about it?
Entire infield in shadow now as dusk is fast approaching on us. A beautiful night for baseball here. Every seat in the shade from first pitch on. Come down and join us. We're in just the bottom of the third here at Tiger Field. Every game brought here on 1460. In case in our 1460.com, stealing is Ferguson and swinging a foul back by LeBou's. Looked like a hit and run there. Good jump there by Ferguson. Probably had it stolen. But he'll retreat to first after the foul ball. Catcher heads out to say something to his pitcher, Sweeney. Probably Christian Moore, pardon me. Man on first, no down here for the 45s. LeBou ready for an 0-1 pitch. That's a curveball very high. Didn't quite curve back down in the zone. 1-1 now. The 1-1 is a ball, 2-1 here. Quick throw over to first and going down to his knees to make the play over there is the first baseman, Miles. Very nearly ended up in right field there, 2-1 here. Pitch to LeBou. That ball swing and a miss. Fastball up through the numbers. 2-2 now. Looking at it. Looking at it. Gets the sign from his catcher. Now comes set. Here's the 2-2. Very high. Easy take there for Labou. Change up that got away from him a little bit. Full count here to Austin Labou. With a runner on first, nobody out. Zach Taylor would bat next. Runner goes. That ball is high and a walk. So two straight walks to start at the bottom of the third here, both on full counts. Two good at-bats by Noah Ferguson and Austin Labou have the 45s in business here. And top of the lineup, Zach Taylor, 0 for 1 with the ground out tonight. First and third baseman in, even with the bag, looking for a possible bunt. Taylor grounded out to first his first time. Pitcher in the stretch, now comes set. Checks the runner, kicks, fires. That's a bunt to left side. Only play is going to be at first. And a well-executed sacrifice there on the first pitch by Zach Taylor. Both runners advance. Ferguson to third, Labou to second. One out now. Score that one 1-3 on the putout.
Right fielder number 6, J.J. Hancock.
Fundamental baseball here by the 45s, and Taylor's going to get high fives all around from his teammates after executing a successful sacrifice. Here's a RBI opportunity for J.J. Hancock. Washington State Cougar steps in with runners on second and third, one down, and a curveball very high, 1-0. Christian Moore unable to locate that breaking ball in the early going here for Vacaville. 1-0 to Hancock. Swing and a miss. On a fastball down at the knees, probably a little bit below the knees. 1-1 now. On deck, center fielder Chandler Anderson. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch to J.J. And no, the pitcher's going to step off and take an extra moment to think about it here. Moore comes set. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-1. It's a hard hit ground ball. Changeup. Fouled down the first base line. Got out in front of it a little bit there, just unable to keep it inside the line. Third baseman still playing almost even with the bag. Very close in for one out here and two men on. Here's the 1-2. That one's outside now, 2-2. So two walks and a sack bunt have two men in scoring position with one out here for J.J. Hancock. Looking to get the 45s on the board here in the bottom of the third. That's a slider inside. Good take. 2-2 here. That one started out looking like a strike and ended up right around his back foot in the left-handed batter's box there. Third hitter out of four that's gone to a full count here in the third. That's a line drive to second base. Only play is going to be at first. So that'll be an RBI ground out. Scored 4-3 for Hancock. And an RBI. It's 2-1 now. Ferguson comes in to score on the RBI ground out by J.J. Hancock. Labou over to third now with two down. And Anderson can tie this game up with one swing of the bat here. And a curveball just has not found the range yet with that breaking pitch. 1-0 here. That one ended up around the shoulders of Anderson. Here's the 1-0. Down in the dirt, 2-0 here. 2-1, 45's on the board here in the bottom of the third. Trailing the Vacaville Rattlers. A one-game series here. One and done against Vacaville. That one is very high. 3-0 now. So after throwing two scoreless innings to start the game, Christian Moore having a little issue with the command here in the third. Two walks to start the inning, a sack bunt, and a ground out. That's a four-pitch walk now to Anderson. The number three hitter for Redding takes a free base on four pitches. That's going to bring up Sutton. Runners are the corners now.
First baseman, number 33.
Labou still at third. Anderson at first. That's going to bring up Sean Sutton. Sutton reached on an error. Smoked a ball to the right side. The first baseman Miles made a great diving play, but A poor toss to the pitcher covering. Actually ended up in the dugout there, so Sutton ended up at second on a two-base error. Steps in here in an RBI spot, tying run at third. That one's in there for a strike. 0-1. Should he reach, Hunter Heath will be next. Here's the 0-1. That one misses outside. 1-1 now. Moore comes set. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-1. Runner goes from first. That's Anderson. Here comes the throw. He is going to be safe at second. So a stolen base by Chandler Anderson. With two down here, runners on second and third now. That was a called strike, so the count is 1-2. One-two pitch to Sutton. Foul tip just barely. Got a piece of that one to stay alive. On a tough pitch, changeup diving below the zone. He did well to stay alive on that one. Count remains 1-2 here. Sutton, the left-handed hitter against the righty, Christian Moore. Tying run at third. Go ahead, run at second here. With two down. Comes set, kicks and fires. Here's the 1-2. That's a foul ball back to the screen again. Good battle going here. And as we've seen so many times here for the 45s, making the starting pitcher, or any pitcher really, but especially the starter, throw a lot of pitches here in the early going, especially with men on base. Another 1-2 forthcoming to Sutton. That's a slider that breaks inside. Good take. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Forty-fives with one home already here in the third, looking for more. Trying to put a crooked number up on that scoreboard. The 2-2. That's a ground ball, and it glances off the glove of the pitcher. Everybody's going to be safe. That's going to be an infield single for Sutton and an RBI. That ball just glanced off the base of the glove of the pitcher, Moore, and just rolled about a foot behind the pitcher's mound. Nobody going to get there. So Sutton stands at first, moving all the way over to third. After the stolen base is Anderson, and LeBou scores. So it's 2-2. We got a brand new ball game here. And the go-ahead run now at third base is the 45s looking for more. Here's Hunter Heath, the number five hitter, DH tonight, drew a walk in the second inning during his first plate appearance. That ball's fouled out of play over our heads here in the booth. 0-1. So second time through the lineup here. This inning started with the 8 and 9 hitters who both walked on a full count pitch. Austin LeBou and Noah Ferguson. Ferguson led off the inning. LeBou batted second. Both do 3-2 walks after being down in the count. So good at-bats from the bottom of the lineup. Runner goes from first. That's Sutton. Here comes the throw. He is neat at second base. Caught stealing. Two in the inning, and they run themselves out of the inning a little bit here, but two runs home. We head to the top of the fourth. It's a 2-2 ball game. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and... Mary's Famous Meatballs? Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the fourth here from Tiger Field. It's a 2-2 ball game as the Colt 45 score two in the bottom of the third to tie it up. Deion Heron getting ready to start his fourth inning of work here. Leading off is going to be the number five hitter, pitcher Christian Moore. Singled in, scored in the second. He's one for one. First pitch is a strike, 0-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their day-to-day job site and work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. Striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults, that's Muse Concrete. With over 30 years experience here in Northern California, hit up MuseConcrete.com for your next construction project. Here's the 0-2 on a foul ball. Sutton, how's that one eat him up? And he took a bad hop. He tried to backhand it, and it skips over his glove there into right field. That's going to be a leadoff base runner here. Christian Moore reaches. See if they want to call that a hit or an error. That'll be an E3. So here's Brassfield, the center fielder. He also singled and had an RBI in the second, one for one. He was also caught stealing later in that inning. First pitch of the at-bat at the knees there from Heron, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's a curveball down in the dirt. 1-1 here. Trying to get him to chase there. One is fouled back to the screen. 1-2 now. Nobody out. Runner on first here. We're in the top of the fourth. From Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. This is game three out of 13 games in 13 nights. Quick pitch there, and that's going to be a line drive to first base and a tailor-made double play as Sutton takes about one step to his left and tags the bag. Runner with no chance to get back. That's the second line drive double play we've seen. One for each team so far. So the error is erased by the double play. Line out number three. Unassisted double play by Sean Sutton out there at first. Two outs, nobody on here. First pitch is a changeup in the dirt to Cole Chait. Chait had the second RBI of the game in the second for the visiting Vacaville Rattlers with a sack fly. Called strike, 1-1 now, as that one's right at the knees from Heron. Heron doing a good job keeping the ball low here. As everything is at or around the knees, it seems like that one's in the exact same spot. 1-2 for Deion Heron. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. Dusk fast approaching. And a breaking ball misses there. 1-2, 2-2 now. Tried to get around a curveball and got away from him a little bit high and outside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on here. And Heron gets him to swing and miss there for the strikeout. So 1-2-3 inning for Deion Heron. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's a 2-2 tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the fourth here, 45's coming up in a 2-2 tie. Trying to take the lead here after scoring two in the third to tie it up. It's going to be Hunter Heath, DJ Porter, and Zach Trueblood, your 5-6-7 hitters for the hometown 45s. D.H. Hunter Heath drew a walk his first time. He actually was up last inning, but the caught stealing for the third out resulted in him leading off this inning as well. So swing and a miss there on the first pitch down in the dirt, 0-1. We've got a good one going here in pitcher's duel, 2-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Bottom of the fourth, pardon me. That one misses outside on a changeup, 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. With locations in Anderson and Redding, now catering. Check out their entire menu at marysPizzaShack.com. That's a broken bat line drive right out to center, and Heath is going to be retired. As well as their catering menu, that's Mary's Pizza Shack. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. So a line out to number 8 for Hunter Heath to lead off the inning. That'll be DJ Porter. Porter put a good swing on it and hit a line drive to shortstop that resulted in a double play. Good at bat, but a hard luck double play by DJ Porter. 0-1. That one's down in the dirt. 1-0 is the count here. Wasting no time. More in the windup. That's a breaking ball. Third ball down in the dirt now. 2-0. That ball is driven out into the gap in left center. It's going to get down and go all the way to the wall. Porter on his horse, headed for second. He'll have at least a double here, and the throw comes into third. Stand-up double with one out from D.J. Porter out of Cal Baptist University. Looked very similar to the first at-bat. Just got some lift on that one. Two solid line drive at-bats. This one pays off on the stat sheet with a double. So here's Trueblood. They're actually lucky he didn't get any more lift on it. That might have been a home run. That one absolutely ripped into the gap to the wall on about three bounces. So Porter on second in scoring position, one down. Here's Trueblood, the catcher. First pitch is a curveball, a little bit high, 1-0. Trueblood 0-1 on the night. That's a foul ball, now 1-1 here. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch from Moore. Trueblood watches one in the dirt, 2-1 now. On deck would be Ferguson. He walked and scored last inning for the first run of the ball game for the 45s. Trueblood puts a good swing on that one, but fouls it back. 2-1, took a good cut, but they're leaving the count 2-2 now. Porter with a good size lead at second, not being held on. Second baseman now kind of shades over to keep him honest. Here's the 2-2 from Moore to True Blood. That's a line drive up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Porter had to make sure it wasn't going to be caught by the shortstop, so he'll only make it to third. That one kind of hit off the end of the bat. Sounded louder than it was, or sounded like it was hit better than it was, but it's a line drive in the box score tomorrow. Moving over to third is Porter. Trueblood with a single. He's now 1-for-2. And here's Butte College's Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf. Second baseman tonight here for your hometown 45s. Runners on the corners now. Go ahead, run at third with one down. Moore comes set. Now checks the runner. He fires. That's a little number, and it's going to get past the pitcher. Going to be a tough play at first, and he is saved. No, he's called out. Wow, a really close play. And wow, a very, very close play. It looked like he beat it, but they're going to call him out. So, but that's going to be an RBI for Ferguson, 4-3 on the putout. Porter comes around to score. That one glanced off the pitcher out towards second base, and everybody in the stadium except for the man in blue thinks Ferguson beat it out, but nonetheless, it's ground out in an RBI. First pitch to LeBou here is a slider outside 1-0. So two down here, runner on second. That ball is driven high and deep to left center, circling under it, and it's going to be playable. And that'll be the third out of the inning, so LeBou flies out. But one run home, 45s take the lead. It's 3-2 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here from Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. 45s with a run in the bottom of the fourth have taken the lead. It's 3-2 Redding. Deion Heron getting ready to start his fifth inning of work here against the visiting Vacaville Rattlers in red. Leading off is going to be the catcher Jake Willard, number 22, the 8-9-1 hitters for Vacaville. It's going to be Willard, Schwager, and Hewitt. First pitch misses for a ball there from Heron. Absolutely beautiful night for baseball. We're enjoying Colt 45's Baseball in the Shade here at Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket. That's a line drive to second base. Going to kick up and kick off of Ferguson. Tough play out there, and runner's going to reach. And that one ate him up a little bit. That'll be an E4. The leadoff man on here is Willard. That'll bring up Schwager. He singled in the third. 1-for-1. Aaron now back in the stretch. Runner being held on at first. First pitch is chopped towards the mound. It's over his head. Only play is going to be at first as the runner gets down to second in a hurry. Nice play there by Taylor with a strong throw over to Sutton at first. 6-3 on the putout. Moving up to second is Willard. Schwager is retired. One down here. Runner on second for Dominic Hewitt. Flew out his first time, singled in the third with a bunt single. Down the third baseline, and it was a beauty. One for two. Man on second, one down here. LeBou even with the bag at third, looking for another possible bunt. That's a fastball inside from Heron, 1-0. That one's fouled away, 1-1 now. Heron comes into tonight 0-0 with a 3.37 ERA. Just five runs in 13 innings, 13.1 to be exact. Runner going towards third, a breaking ball high and away. And a good pitch to steal on there for Willard as the breaking ball didn't give Trueblood much of a chance to throw him out at third. So a stolen base runner at third now with one down. And a 2-1 count on leadoff hitter Hewitt. Sutton playing about even with the bag at first. LeBou maybe a step behind it at third now coming up. It's a little flare out to short, and taking it is Taylor. So a little pop out to the shortstop. That'll be the second out of the inning. Big out there for Heron. And that's going to bring up Sullivan. Sullivan is struck out and hit into a fielder's choice. He's 0 for 2 tonight. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. We strive to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. For your next construction project, call Muse Concrete or hit them up at museconcrete.com. Proud supporters of Colt 45s here on the radio. 0-1 is the foul ball from Sullivan. Goes back to the screen. Two down, runner on third here. For the number two hitter for Vacaville. That's a slider right in there for a strike. On the outside corner, nice pitch from Dion Heron. 0-2 here. 45's up 3-2 here in the top of the fifth. 0-2 pitch here. That's a little chopper towards third. LeBou takes it on the big hop. And a strong throw over there from the Cottonwood native. 5-3 on the putout. That'll end the inning. Man stranded at third. No runs scored here. 45's up 3-2. Headed to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here from Tiger Field. Top of the lineup for your hometown Reading Colt 45s leading 3-2 over the visiting Vacaville Rattlers. Just a one-game series here. One game tonight against Vacaville. One game tomorrow night against the Reading Tigers. Then we'll start a three-game set Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for the 4th of July weekend against the visiting Humboldt B-52s. Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m. start, 6 p.m. start times. Sunday and Monday, 6 p.m. start times. Every other game through Saturday at 7:15. Make sure to stay here for the fireworks on Monday night as well as Tiger Field. A great line of sight here for the Civic Auditorium fireworks show here on July the 4th. Come out and see us. Just $5 a ticket. Entire schedule is on ReadingColt45s.com. This is game 23 out of 45. Yours truly has had the great opportunity to call all of them here for you on KCNR 1416. We're going to do it all the way through the first week of August. Zach Taylor leading off here. Swinging and a miss on the first pitch. 0-1. Taylor's 0-1 with a ground out. He's also has a sack bunt in two plate appearances. Fakes a bunt there as he pulls it back. And that ball is high. Breaking ball that didn't quite break. At least not enough. 1-1 now. Hancock on deck. It's going to be Taylor, Hancock, Anderson to start it off here. That ball outside. 2-1 now. And that ball misses. Now 3-1. Hitters count here, and that ball's down in the dirt. So a leadoff walk there for Zach Taylor.
Now that is right fielder number 6, J.J. Hancock.
So here's Hancock after the leadoff walk. New pitcher in here for Vacaville. We'll get you that information as it becomes available. First one is fouled out of play. Down the right field line, 0-1 to Hancock. Looks like Logan Garrett, number 5, is your new pitcher. So that'll close the book. 4 innings and 3 runs for Christian Moore. One and one now. 45's up 3-2. Leadoff man drew a walk here. That was Zach Taylor. Big hole on the right side with the runner being held on for left-handed batter J.J. Hancock. That's a foul ball out of play. And he's upset with him on that one. Got a good pitch to hit. Fouled it back. He'd love to see that one again. 1-2 to J.J. Garrett in the stretch now checks the runner. Here he goes. That's a foul ball back to the screen again. A breaking ball that had some hang time on it. Another 1-2 pitch forthcoming here. Chandler Anderson on deck would be next. That ball is driven deep down the right field line, but hooking foul. And that one well over the wall. But to the wrong side of the foul pole. Count remains 1-2. Taylor feigns a steal, and that ball is a swing and a miss on the ball down in the dirt. And Hancock is retired. One out and a man on first now. Here's Chandler Anderson. Grounded out and walked. He's also stolen a base, 0-1. Quick throw over to first, and Taylor is back.
Now batting center fielder number 27, Chandler Anderson.
And that one misses as well, so 2-0 count here. on the Colt 45 center fielder. Quick pitch there, and that one just misses outside. So Anderson now in the driver's seat. Sutton on deck. One out, runner on first. In the bottom of the fifth. Colt 45 is leading 3-2 here over the visiting Vacaville Rattlers. That ball is driven out to center field very high. Going to be playable out there in center. Coming on and making the play is Brassfield, so the runner will stay put at first. Anderson flies out to center. Score at plow number 8 if you're scoring at home. That'll bring up Sutton.
How about it? First baseman number 33, Sean Sutton.
Sutton's 1-for-2. He's reached on an error and has an RBI single. An RBI single, part of that two-run third. 45's added another run in the fourth to go up 3-2. That's what we're seeing right now. A curveball very high. 1-0 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to getting back and getting involved in our community. For your next construction project, MuseConcrete.com. Runner goes. Taylor is going to be out at second base. Nice throw there. Cuts down Taylor, and that'll end the inning. So Sutton will lead off the bottom of the sixth. No runs here as we head to the top of the sixth. 3-2 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, MuseConcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Lefty Dion Heron getting ready to start inning number 6 for your hometown Reading Colt 45s. He's settled into a groove here with 3 straight scoreless innings. He's ahead 3-2. Leading off for the visiting Rattlers out of Vacaville, it's going to be Matt Miles. 3-4-5 hitters here for Vacaville. 2-0 here now as that one misses outside. It's going to be Miles Sweeney and Christian Moore, although Moore was the pitcher and he was lifted, so it's probably going to be Logan Garrett in his spot. That's a called strike there, 2-1 here, barring some other lineup machinations there by the Rattlers. We'll assume it's a straight sub, and it looks like it is. Here's the 2-1. That's a line drive and out into right field. Good at-bat there by Miles as he dug out a low one and lined it into right field. Out of the reach of second baseman Noah Ferguson, so a leadoff single here. For Matt Miles, he's 1-for-3. Here's Brendan Sweeney. He doubled and scored in the second to open the scoring. He's also grounded out, 1-for-2. This portion of the game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Reading. Now catering. Check out MarysPizzaShack.com for their entire menu as well as their new catering menu. That's a bun, and it's out in front of the plate. A little pop-up. Heron's going to have one play at first, and he is out. Very close play. Bang, bang over there. Good job by Heron to get the out there. 1-3 on the putout. So Sweeney is retired. Moving up to second is Matt Miles. And the tying run for Vacaville now in scoring position with one down. And it is going to be number 5.
How about it?
Logan Garrett.
Number 5, Logan Garrett.
But Garrett came in the 5th and threw a scoreless inning, and now he takes his first at bat here. That's a curveball down below the zone. Pitcher's pitch, but he did not chase. 1-0. One down, runner on second. It's Matt Miles after he led off the inning with a single. On deck is Tyler Brassfield, the center fielder for Vacaville. The 1-0 from Heron. Just misses. 2-0 here. Gets the sign from True Blood. Checks the runner. Now he comes set. Checks the runner one more time. Here's the 2-0. That one's in there first track. 2-1. Two-one pitch here. Good pitch there as a curveball diving down at his back foot had the hitter Garrett way out in front. All he could do was foul it back. 2-2 here. Aaron comes set now. He's ready with the 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a fastball outside. And he chased it. So Heron gets the strikeout of Garrett. That's going to bring up Brassfield. Brassfield a single and an RBI in the 2nd. And he lined into a double play in the 4th. 1-2. First pitch of the at-bat forthcoming, and it's outside. 1-0. Deion Heron in his 4th start here for the 45s. Does not yet have a decision. Looking for his first win of the season. He's 0-0. Strong start so far here tonight. 2 runs through 5 innings and 2/3. That's a foul ball out of play. 1-1 now. Looking to preserve this 3-2 lead for the Reading Colt 45s. Man on second. Number 6 hitter, Tyler Brassfield. At the plate with a 1-1 count. Here in the top of the 6th. Gets the sign from True Blood. Now he's ready. And that's a line drive foul down the first baseline. Good job there by Brassfield, waiting on the breaking ball and just unable to keep it fair down that right field line. So 1-2 here now. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He foul tipped it back into the glove, but it popped out of the glove, so it's going to be called a foul ball. Initially, he ruled it a strikeout, but springing the glove of Zach Trueblood there as the foul tip redirected it just enough to make it unable for him to squeeze it. Count remains 1-2 here. Aaron gets the sign, checks the runner. Here's the 1-2. And another foul ball. Just barely got a piece of that one. Back to the screen. Once again, it's still 1-2 here. In a welcome turn of events here, Giants up 8-2 on the A's in the 4th and final game of the Bay Bridge Series. The A's have won the first 3 here. 45 is trying to, or the Giants trying to salvage something. It's a line drive into center field right at Chandler Anderson, so an atom ball. Results in the 3rd out of the inning. It's still 3-2 here as we head to the bottom of the 6th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the sixth here, your hometown 45s leading 3-2. Sean Sutton going to lead off. He was at the plate when Chandler Anderson was caught stealing, or rather, Zach Taylor was caught stealing to end the inning. So Sutton will step in. He's 1-for-2 with a single. He's also got an RBI. That's a line drive down the right field side, but foul. 0-1. Good cut there by Sean Sutton. It'll be Sutton, Heath, and Porter, your 4-5-6 hitters. 45s with 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth. They are up 3-2 here. That's a line drive to right field. That's a clean hit there for Sutton. Off of Garrett to lead off the inning. Second hit of the night for Sean Sutton out of Seattle University. Native of Idaho. One of two Idaho players we have on the team this year.
From Oklahoma Baptist University, DH number 31, Hunter Heath.
So here's Hunter Heath. He's walked and lined out 0-for-1.
Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver, but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
And we're back here in the bottom of the sixth. Hunter Heath had flown out to right field. DJ Porter now at the plate. And a 1-2 count. He flies one deep to center field. This one is going to get over the head of the center fielder and roll all the way to the wall. Coming around to score is going to be Sean Sutton all the way from first. Porter headed to third. We're going to have a play at third base. He is out at third base. So a great relay there. Center field to shortstop over to third. Porter's got two doubles on the night. And an RBI. Sutton scores. Two outs now. Great defensive play there by Vacaville to limit the damage and cut down Porter at third, but he's got two RBI doubles.
Catcher number 26.
Or two doubles, I should say. One RBI now. Two for three as well. So here comes Trueblood now with two outs and nobody on. One run home here for the Reading Colt 45s. That's a curveball in there for a strike, 0-1. 4-2 Reading now as they get an insurance run here in support of lefty Dion Heron. Your starting pitcher tonight. That one down in the dirt. 1-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. That's MuseConcrete.com for all your construction needs. Our thanks to them for supporting Colt 45s here on the radio. That ball's driven out deep into left center field. That one's going to get down and to the wall. Coming up to second with a stand-up double with two outs is Zach Trueblood. So a solid line drive there into the gap all the way to the wall. A double for Trueblood, his second hit of the night. He's got a double and a single now. And a man in scoring position now for Noah Ferguson. Ferguson's drawn a walk and scored. He's also grounded into a 4-3 RBI fielder's choice. And the curveball in there for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. On deck is Austin LeBoux. Runner on second here is Zach Trueblood with two down. Ferguson fouls that one back out of play. A quick 0-2 here. Garrett comes set. Now he's ready with the 0-2. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch. That falls down in the dirt. 1-2 here. Good job there by Willard, the catcher for the Rattlers. Just keeping that one in front of him. Ferguson steps out and gets some dirt on his hands. Now it's 1-2. Ferguson, one of the few guys here that does not wear batting gloves. Don't see that as often anymore. 1-2 pitch. That's a line drive into left center field. That's going to get down. Trueblood's going to test the arm. We're going to have a play at the plate. Throw is up the line on the third base side. That's an RBI single for Noah Ferguson. It's 5-2 ready. Clutch two-out hit there by Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf, as he lined it out into left center field, scoring from second. Is Trueblood. Who says catchers can't run? Ferguson now 1-2. He's been on base twice. And he's now got an RBI. For the second at bat in a row. Here's the Austin LeBoux out of Cottonwood. Takes the ball there. 1-0 here from Garrett. Two runs already home here in the bottom half of the sixth. That's a little jam shot out into shallow right and taking out there at second base and nicely done. So that'll be the third out in the inning. We head to the top of the seventh. Two runs home here for Reading. It's 5-2 Colt 45s. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s baseball, KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
New pitcher here for the 45s in the top of the seventh in relief of Dion Heron, who went six innings of two-run ball and is in line for the win here as the 45s are 5-2. It's right-hander Jeff Angelo out of Harris Stowe State University. So he relieves his college teammate. Heron gets the start. Angelo out of the pen here. Angelo comes into tonight. This is his seventh game. He's pitched 10 and a third, giving up five runs. ERA right at 4.35 here. And on this day in baseball history, in 1978, 38 years ago today, Giants first baseman and Hall of Famer Willie McCovey hit his 500th career home run in Atlanta in the first game of a two-game doubleheader there. Giants won both of those games 10-9 and 10-5 in Atlanta's Fulton County Stadium on this day in 1978. Willie McCovey, the 12th player at that point to hit 500 career home runs, did it on an 0-2 pitch. And Willie McCovey, of course, now has the eponymous McCovey Cove named after him in right field in San Francisco. My mother's favorite Giant of all time. And, of course, the Willie Mack Award given out every year to the Giants player who most exemplifies the team spirit of the Giants. So Willie McCovey, one of the all-time greats, gets his 500th home run this day in 1978. Here's Angelo. First pitch is a line drive, hits softly out into left on a slider there, and not fooled was Cole Chait. He's got a single. He's one for two tonight. He also has a sack fly and an RBI.
22, Jake Miller.
So he waits on the breaking ball there. Doesn't try to do too much with it, just kind of softly lines it out into left over the infield. And it's a leadoff single. So here comes the catcher, Jake Willard. He's 0 for 2. He's grounded out and reached on an error. And a curveball there misses inside. Doesn't quite make it back over the plate. 1-0 from Angelo. It's 5-2 Redding here in the top of the seventh. Two runs in the top bottom of the sixth. Stretch out this lead here a little bit. Give Jeff Angelo some room to breathe. That one's on the outside corner, 1-1 here. Get you some scores from around the league here in just 1 second. The red-hot Texas Rangers finally lose a game to the New York Yankees 2-1 today. Dodgers over the Brewers 8-1. That's a foul ball back to the screen, 1-2 now. With no outs and a runner on first. White Sox beat the Twins 6-5. Nats over the Reds 13-4. Cleveland Indians just keep on rolling, 4-1, 13 straight wins for the hottest team in the major leagues. They haven't lost a game since the Cavs won the title. They had a three-game winning streak going into last Sunday. Now won 13 straight, amazing. That ball misses high, 2-2 now here to the catcher, Willard. Cubs fall to the Mets, 4-3, Tigers over the Rays, 10-7. Battle of Missouri, Kansas City wins this one, 4-2 over St. Louis. That's a slider outside, 3-2 now. And the rest of your games all still in action. San Francisco over Oakland in Oakland, 8-2. That game in the top of the fifth here. Giants trying to salvage something out of this four-game series. They dropped the first three to the A's the last three nights. Here's the full count pitch. That's a foul ball. Whizzes past the face of the man in the on-deck circle there. Gonna have quick reaction time when you're over there. Another full count pitch coming here from Angelo. He comes set, checks the runner. Now he's ready. The 3-2. Beautiful pitch there as a front door slider breaks right back over the plate, and Angelo gets him looking. That's first out of the inning. One out and one on here.
How about in left field number 9, James Swinninger.
First pitch is a strike there to Schwinniger. I've been calling him a Schwigger. Apologize to all the Vacaville fans out there. Not all handwriting is created equal. Schwinniger with an 0-1 pitch here. That's a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Taylor's muffs it and not going to make the play there. Deep in the hole. Would have had to come up with a perfect play. And that'll be an E6. So runners on first and second now with one down. That'll turn it over to the top of the lineup here with Hewitt. Hewitt 1-for-3 with a single. First pitch from Angelo in the dirt. Good job by Trueblood to block that one. 1-0 here. Last night of June here in beautiful Redding, California. Yours truly, Kyle DeFore, bringing KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. 5-2 Redding here in the top of the seventh. Game 23 out of 45 on the season. Get the entire schedule at RedingColt45s.com. That ball down in the dirt from Angelo. 2-0 now. One out here in the seventh. Ferguson shading towards second base, looking for a possible double play ball. Big pitch coming up. Here's the 2-0. That ball down in the dirt, 3-0 now. On the leadoff hitter, Dominic Hewitt. As I mentioned, only 3 games left in action in the Major Leagues. Atlanta up 8-4 on Miami. That's in the ninth. San Francisco up on Oakland 8-2 in the fifth. And Baltimore losing to Seattle 3-0. That's in the fifth in Seattle. Here's the 3-0. And that ball is in there for a strike. 3-1 now. Hitters count here, 3-1. Jake Angelo with runners on first and second. Good, that's a little chopper. 6-4-3 double play. Perfectly turned. Taylor to Ferguson to Sutton. Double play ends the inning. One runner left on. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's seventh inning stretch time here. 5-2 Redding. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the seventh here from Tiger Field. 45 is taking their at-bats here. Up 5-2, Zach Taylor, the leadoff hitter. Watches the ball down in the dirt. It's now 2-0. Taylor batting 319 on the season. That ball chopped foul. Now 2-1. Taylor 15 out of 47. He's also scored 15 runs and has 9 RBIs. That ball in there for a strike. Now 2-2. Taylor out of Madera, California. It's going to be the top of the lineup. Taylor, Hancock, and Anderson. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a changeup down below the zone. So Taylor is retired.
How about him from Washington State University, right fielder number 6, J.J. Hancock.
Hancock hitting 333. That's a ground ball to first base. Hustling down the line. It's going to be a race to the bag, and he's going to be out. Nice play over there by Garrett. We'll score that one 3-1 on the putout. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. This portion of the game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Redding. Check out their menu on marysPizzaShack.com, including their new catering menu. Try out a 22-inch party pizza. Serves over 40 people for your next party or event. Think Mary's Pizza Shack. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. Anderson waves at a curveball down in the dirt. 0-1 here. One, two now here. That's a chopper down the left side. That's going to be foul down the third baseline.
Hey, it's a good game, huh? How's it going?
5-2 Redding here. Nobody out. Nobody on. Two out, I should say. 0-2 count here on Anderson. Should he reach, Sutton would be next. Had an RBI single, or a single, his last time. That's a little fist job out towards first base and taking it on the outfield grass there for the third out of the inning is Miles, the first baseman. No runs here. 45s go down 1-2-3. It's 5-2 Redding. We head to the top of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Redding? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the eighth here at Tiger Field. 45s up 5-2 on the visiting Vacaville Rattlers. Jeff Angelo getting ready to start his second inning of work. He threw a scoreless seventh in relief of Deion Heron, who went six innings, gave up two runs, and he's in line for the win. Should this lead hold up here for your hometown 45s? Leading off for Vacaville, it's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters. It's going to be Sullivan, Miles, and Sweeney. Sullivan's 0-for-3 tonight. He struck out and grounded out twice. Angelo working exclusively out of the stretch here. Throws a curveball but doesn't quite make it back over the inside part of the plate. Ball one, Alex Sullivan turned away from that one like it was going to hit him and almost ended up over the plate. Here's the 1-0. Down in the dirt, 2-0 here. We've got baseball games the next 10 nights for you. This is game three of 13 games in 13 nights. We'll do it again tomorrow night against the Reading Tigers here at 7:15, and then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday against the Humboldt B-52s. Before we start a three-game set next week against the Signal Hill Oilers, first game we'll have them against them this season. 3-0 now as that one misses as well. Angelo fires down the dirt. It's a four-pitch walk to start the inning. Looks like left-hander Seth Kinnean down in the bullpen there for Greg Catterey's Colt 45s. That'll bring up Miles. Miles is 1-for-3 with a single. Swing and a miss on a ball up at the numbers. 0-1 here to Miles. Angelo, everything he throws is moving. I don't know if he throws a straight one. If he can, he doesn't. Everything has quite a bit of movement on it. Runner goes there. Another ground ball. That one's right past LeBoux at third down the line. Runner's headed for third. They're going to stop him there. And we're going to have runners at the corners as Porter does a good job to get over there and left and cut that one off. So a walk and a single hit sharply down the third baseline. And they've got runners at the corners here with nobody out for Vacaville. That'll bring up the shortstop, Sweeney. The cleanup hitter's 1-for-3, doubled and scored in the second. He's also grounded out twice. 45 is a double play depth here, so they will trade it out for, or trade two outs for a run. Swing and a miss there by Sweeney. Big cut with an uppercut to no avail, 0-1. Tying run is at the plate in the person of Sweeney. The 0-1 pitch from Angelo. Chopper down the line to third. He's going to come home with it. And we've got a rundown now, and he's going to be cut down between third and home. So a nice job there. LeBoux to Trueblood to Taylor. Score that one 5-2-6 on the putout. Fielder's choice. And Sullivan is erased at third. So good defense there by Cottonwoods. Austin LeBoux at third, as well as Trueblood and Taylor. They work together to get the force out or the tag out there. Runners on first and second now with one down. Logan Garrett, who came in and pinch hit, or came in as a pitcher in the fifth inning. He's 0 for 1. He struck out in the top of the sixth. That's a ground ball to second. Four. Ferguson has a kick off his glove. Only play is going to be at first here. So that'll be a 4-3 put out on a very sharply hit ball. Advancing to third is Miles. Going to second is Sweeney. Second and third now with two down here.
How about in center field number 24, Tyler Brassfield.
That'll bring up Brassfield. 1-for-3 with a single. He's also driven in a run. Angelo here pitching with runners on second and third. Two down. First pitch of the at-bat, a slider outside. Did not chase. 1-0. Swing and a miss on a curveball. Swung right over the top of it. Good pitch from Angelo. 1-1 here. Comes set. Now gets a sign from True Blood. Here's the 1-1 from Angelo. Ground ball to short. Coming in is Taylor. He takes it on a big hop and nicely done there. Over to Sutton. So they strand two. No runs here. It's 5-2 Reading. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball, KCNR 14-6.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here for the visiting Vacaville Rattlers, down 5-2. It's going to be Kyle Mitchell, number 12, tall right-hander here. He'll face Sean Sutton to start the inning. It's going to be Sutton, Heath, Porter, 4-5-6 for your hometown 45s. Well, Mitchell getting ready to start his first inning at work here.
Right off the 45. First baseman number 33, Sean Sutton.
So that'll close the book on Logan Garrett. He went three innings and gave up two runs in relief of Christian Moore, who went four innings and gave up three runs. Moore is the pitcher of record for the Rattlers here. First pitch misses there for a ball to Sutton, 1-0. Mitchell in the windup. Here's the pitch. That's a line drive to right and another solid single there by Sutton, finding his stroke here. His third hit of the night in four at-bats. All four of them line drives. The one that he didn't get a hit was a reach on an error, also with a solid hit. So his second hit in as many innings. He's 3-for-4 tonight. That'll bring up Hunter Heath.
Hunter Heath,
First pitch misses there for a ball to Heath.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, you know. Not very many people here tonight.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. I don't think very many people knew.
No.
There's the 1-0 to Heath. That's a ground ball to second. This could be 2-4-6-3, and he is safe at first base. There's a good hustle there. Results in a fielder's choice. So Sutton is a race, fielder's choice, 4-6 for Heath, and he replaces him at first base. One out now. That'll bring up DJ Porter. Porter's 2-for-3 with two doubles. He's also scored a run and driven in a run. Going back to Sean Sutton just a moment ago. That's a curveball in there for a strike to Porter. He's 3-for-4 tonight. And he's only been with us a week and change here, so not a lot of at-bats for him. That raised his average from 238 to 320. So have a three-hit game. Raise your batting average. 82 points. Oh, and that ball is right at him and nowhere to go is DJ Porter as he is hit on what looked like the left arm or possibly in the back. And that one clearly just got away from Mitchell. No intent there. But we'll have runners on first and second now. Heath moves up as Porter with two doubles in his last two at-bats and both loud doubles to the left center field gap. They figured just hit him this time. The runner's on first and second with one out. Here's Trueblood. Trueblood also doubled his last time up and scored in the sixth. That ball's popped straight up the elevator shaft. Should be playable here in foul territory on the third side. And it's going to glance off his glove. And tough break there. Break for the 45s as that's a strike. Cole Chait unable to pull it in there at third. Tried to catch it with one hand. Glanced just off the heel of his glove there. 0-1. So second life here for Trueblood. And much like if you make a great play in the field, you're usually the first one up if you get a free strike or a free out or an extra out. A lot of times it comes back to bite you as a defense. That one in there. High. 1-1. Trueblood 6-3, but that one evidently too high even for him. 1-1 now. Breaking ball in the dirt. Curve ball at the shoe tops. 2-1 now. 45 scored 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth to take the lead. And two more insurance runs in the sixth. They lead 5-2 here. Deion Heron went 6 innings of 2-run ball. He's your pitcher of record for the 45s. 2-1, and that ball is grounded hard to short. 6-4-3, and they got him. Very close play over there at first. But they give him the double play. 6-4-3 will end the inning. We head to the top of the ninth here. It's 5-2 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 01945816.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here from Tiger Field. In to close the game, fireballing lefty Seth Kinnean out of Corona, California. And Cal Baptist University, he's going to try and close it out and get Deion Heron his first win of the season here. Seth Kinnean with some great stats here. This will be his seventh game on the season. He's pitched 12 and two-thirds. 12 hits in 12 and two-thirds innings, 20 strikeouts in 12 and two-thirds, so nearly two strikeouts an inning for the hard-throwing, and I do mean hard-throwing lefty, Seth Kinnean. He also leads the team in saves with three in here for his fourth save of the year. And with Seth Kinnean, you're going to see number one. You're going to see it early. You're going to see it often. And with a three-run lead here, he should be very aggressive. 20 strikeouts in 12 and two-thirds. And an ERA of 2.13, just three earned runs in 12.2 innings. First pitch is a swing and a miss, and as advertised, bringing number one is Seth Kinnean. He relieves Jeff Angelo, who threw two innings of scoreless work. He gets the hold here tonight. That ball down low, 1-1 here now. Leading off the inning, it's going to be the 7-8-9 hitters, Cole Chait, third baseman. He's one for two. He's also got a sac fly and an RBI. Here's the 1-1 from Kinnean. Curveball got away from him a little bit there, 2-1. In the windup, now he's ready. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball right by him. 2-2 now. The 2-2 pitch, very high and away on the fastball. 3-2 now. Full count pitch. Just a little bit low, so leadoff walk here by Kinnean. Cole Chait gets a walk. That's going to bring up Jake Willard.
Number 22, Jake Miller.
0 for 4, he's reached on an error. 0 for 3, reached on an error, grounded out, and struck out. Swinging and a miss, and a quick 0-2 here. Kinnean in command. Foul ball back to the screen. Count remains 0-2. '45s looking to get back to their winning ways. Had a seven-game win streak snap night before last. Dropped two to the Humboldt Crabs. Trying to get back on the horse here against the Vacaville Rattlers. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a slider right at his back foot. Great break on that pitch. Obviously looking for the fastball, and can't blame him. But the slider eats him up first out of the inning. Here's Mitchell. He came in last inning to pitch. He's in the nine hole here. A couple lineup changes here for you.
No. This is for Seth.
Oh, 1-0 as that one misses. Fastball swing and a miss right by him. 1-1 here. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on first. 5-2 Redding in the top of the ninth. That ball is a little bit low. No, right at the knees. Good pitch there from Kinnean. Bringing the gas. 1-2 now. Crowd smelling the strikeout here. Ball a little bit low, 2-2 now. Sutton holding the runner on at first. a line drive into right field. That's a single. So a single there for Mitchell. Runners on first and second now with one down. Kanin threw him a challenge fastball and he just kind of reached out and met it. And the velocity did the rest as that one jumped off his bat into right field. So top of the lineup now, it's Hewitt. He's 0 for 4, or rather 1 for 4 tonight with a single. Grounded into a double play his last time up to end the seventh. And a slider there high from Kanin. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound as Kanin calls out Trueblood. Perhaps wanting to switch the signs up here with the man on second base. It's a 1-0 count here on Hewitt in the top of the ninth. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete for all your construction needs. MuseConcrete.com, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. Second pitch is high, 2-0 now. Kanin now comes set, ready with the 2-0. That ball in there at the knees for a strike, 2-1 now. Gets a sign from Trueblood, kicks and fires the 2-1, swing and a miss, fastball right by him. 2-2 now. That ball down in the dirt, a full count now. Giants still up 8-2 in the middle of the seventh. Bumgarner doubled his first at bat to start a 6-run third. So see, DH overrated. Down with the DH, National League Baseball forever. 3-2 now. Kanin looking for the strikeout here of Hewitt. He'd settle for a double play. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And true to form, Kanin with his second strikeout of the inning. And the Rattlers down to their last out here. Tying run at the plate. It's Alex Sullivan. He's drawn a walk. He's 0 for 3. First pitch from Kanin, swing and a miss on a fastball on the inside. 0-1. Kanin wasting no time, right back in the stretch. Comes set. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball up a little high. Perhaps a little outside as well. 1-1 now. Changing sight lines there with the fastball. Is Seth Kanin. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another one right by him. 1-2 now. And they're down to their last strike. Runners on first and second. 1-2 here. Two down in the top of the ninth. 45 is leading 5-2. Seth Kanin looking for save number 4 on the season. And he hit him. Oh, on a 1-2 pitch. Hit him right in the posterior. And the bases will be loaded here. Perhaps a little amped up there with two strikes trying to close out the game. Alex Sullivan gets hit by a pitch on a 1-2 count.
Left fielder number 23, Matt Miles.
So base is loaded now. That'll bring up Miles, the number 3 hitter. 2 for 4 tonight, 2 singles. Tying run now at first base. So walk, strikeout, single, strikeout, hit by pitch. Has loaded the bases with two down here. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 from Kanin. Here's the 0-1 to Miles. And a slider right over the outside corner. Nice pitch there from Kanin to steal a strike. It's 0-2 now. And once again, down to their last strike. Here are the Rattlers. Reminder, tomorrow night, first pitch is 7:15 against the Reading Tigers. Reading versus Reading, always a raucous affair. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. And that's the ball game. Kinnean with three strikeouts in the ninth. 5-2 Redding, your final score. 45's win. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45's postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's time for better banking. Redding Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're back here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you Colt 45's baseball. 45's get back in the win column tonight with a 5-2 victory. I'm here with your co-player of the game and winning pitcher on the night, Dion Heron. Dion, you look pretty good out there. Six innings of two-run ball, just one hit after the third inning. And your defense played well behind you, and your offense scored just enough to get you guys the win here tonight. As I mentioned, we were talking about it before we came on here in the postgame. No walks tonight. Looked like you're, and only a handful of three ball counts even, really. Looked like you were in command out there tonight.
Yes, sir. I was just trying to just low and away, stick to what I know, and just do what I know how to do to get outs.
Moving the ball around. Hitting is timing. Pitching is upsetting the timing, and you were moving the ball, changing sight lines. As you mentioned, low and away, and it seemed like you were hitting that outside corner all night here, getting ahead of hitters. It seemed like you were up 0-2, 1-2 on a lot of the hitters tonight. And as I mentioned, your defense picked you up there. You gave up six hits, but just one after the third. They got two runs in the third, but that was it. And then your bullpen picked you up. Your college teammate, Jeff Angelo, threw a scoreless seventh and the eighth before Kanin came out and got three strikeouts in the ninth for the save. Your bullpen picked you up tonight here and got you your first win. Fourth start of the year, and you've had some hard luck, no decisions here, 0-0. You get your first decision here. Seems like every time you're out there, it's a pitcher's duel.
Yes, sir. I just go out there and just stay positive and just, like I said, just do what I do and enjoy the game. And I just love playing out here in Redding, California.
Absolutely. That's Dion Heron out of Harris Stowe State University out there near St. Louis. His final line of the night, six-inning pitch, three strikeouts, as we mentioned, no walks, and just two runs as he gets the win on the night for the 45s in a 5-2 victory. Anybody you want to say hi to out there back home?
No, I just want to say hi to my mom, my dad, and my brother. I know he's watching over me, so.
Absolutely, and looking forward to the rest of the 13-game set here. This is game three of 13 games in 13 nights here. We'll have everyone here on 1460 for you and right and on streaming live on KCNR1460.com all around the world for those of you not in the Northern California area. Your winning pitcher again tonight, Dion Heron, six innings, a two-run ball. Thanks for coming on, Dion.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to get Noah Ferguson in here. Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf, now playing at Butte College. And you got the rally started here tonight. You guys were down in the third, and you drew a 3-2 full-count walk. You and Labou did the both had full-count walks to start out that inning. That sounds like a terrible show on the Disney Channel, you and Labou. But you guys got it started. Both ended up scoring in that inning, and then you ended up with an RBI ground out as well as an RBI single. Ended up 1-for-2 with a run scored, two RBIs. And on a night where offense was at a premium, you guys win 5-2. It was kind of a pitching and defense game, and you came through with two RBIs tonight. What were you seeing out there at the plate?
You know, I mean,
credit to these guys. They came a long ways, but I mean, we played the Crabs, so we saw a lot of better pitching. So seeing the ball a lot deeper was one of our goals today, and I think we did that. I mean, not a lot of offense, but I mean, when we scored, we hit a lot of balls hard.
Had a lot of good at bats, a lot of atom balls tonight, as we had some line drives both to the outfield and the infield. Had some hard luck. Had a hard luck double play there from Porter earlier. He followed that up with two doubles to make it let everybody know it wasn't a fluke. He hit that first one hard. But as you mentioned, offense at a premium tonight, and pitching and defense. As we talked to Deion Heron a little bit ago, what were you seeing out there from him? You were at second base and had a pretty good view there of him in command there. No walks, just one hit after the third inning and six innings, a two-run ball. What did you see from the lefty out there?
He definitely had guys off balance. He had his stuff tonight. I mean, early on it took him a little bit to find it, but when he did, he was grooving, and it's he could trust his defense, and so, you know, he let the guys try and hit it and see how far they can hit it, and I mean, when you know, I mean, get them out.
Yeah, you can't win if you can't score, and a 5-2 victory here for the 45s. They came back from down 2-0 and eventually went ahead for good in the fourth. But you started off that scoring again, 1-for-2 tonight with a run scored, 2 RBI in a 5-2 victory. Anybody you want to say hi to? I know I would say back home, but you're the former Shasta Wolf here, now down at Butte College. Anybody you want to say hi to out there on KCNR 1460?
I just want to thank my family for coming out every night. It's a blessing to have them here. I'm glad they support me with all their love, and just want to say hi to them.
Absolutely. Got a chance to meet your grandfather before the game. He came up and introduced himself to me as well. Actually, my family's been in Northern California since the 1930s as well. I actually know your grandma. Small town here in Redding. Your grandmother, Carol Ferguson, good people here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Once again, your final score tonight, 5-2. I'm here with co-player of the game, Noah Ferguson, and you're in the 8-hole tonight, and you guys got the rally started there in the third. We've seen you at the top of the lineup. We've seen you at the bottom of the lineup, depending on who's in there and whether it's a righty or a lefty. How is everybody acclimating down there? Because I know you guys are 2 or 3 deep at just about every position, so not everybody's going to play every day. You're going to have weeks where you're playing in maybe 3 or 4 out of the 6 or 7 games. How do you stay sharp out there when you know that you might be coming in the middle of the game, or you might have a day off, or you might be playing 2 or 3 in a row?
You know, just mentally focused. We all take BP before the game, so like we don't take the day off. You know, we still grind it out. Just have the same routine as you would if you're playing. And then when your number gets called, you got to do what you got to do and you gotta score.
Stay frosty and be ready with the bat in your hand.
Yep.
Again, 5-2 final here tonight. I'm with Noah Ferguson, your co-player of the game, 1-for-2 with a run scored and 2 RBI of the 5 for your Reading 45s. We're going to do it again tomorrow night. A one-game set against the Reading Tigers. Always fun when you get Reading versus Reading here. And then we start a three-game series on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th against the Humboldt B-52s. They come over our neck of the woods after we took 2 out of 3 over there. Slightly cooler over in Eureka last weekend, but we'll welcome up to our home field here at Tiger Field. Thanks for coming on the show, Noah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Again, first pitch tomorrow night, 7:15. We'll have it right here for you on KCNR 1460. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Again, this was Game 3 of 13 games in 13 nights. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15. For my engineer in the studio, Jared King, our intern, Matty Novelli, and everybody here at the stadium making Colt 45's baseball possible, I want to thank you, the listener out there, for tuning in. 7:15 again tomorrow night. We'll see you then for more Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Something even more disturbing about the underlying sense of helplessness. People are resorting to street violence because they don't understand our unique process of self-government. Several protesters have told reporters, "We don't know what else to do." We all should look through the lens of liberty and realize that all of us hold far more power over government than we think. In America, sovereign citizens hold all the power, not through violence, but through dialogue, engagement, activism, and especially ballots. If we don't think the government is protecting our rights, we have a duty to change it, not burn our communities down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, police arrive, and suddenly you're on your way to the station to answer some questions. Now, pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the law and the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises if a situation like this arises and the police arrive. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that will reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect can truly be the difference between freedom or possibly a lawsuit or jail time. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at protectthemtoday.com. That's protectthemtoday.com.
Here's some important information from REU, Reading's electric utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We
we are confident that we can pursue our dual aims, first and foremost to keep the American people safe, but also to do our fair share of responding to the largest refugee crisis since the Second World War. We also think, again, that if we can get more countries to step up, if the burden, because it is a burden for especially those frontline states, if that burden can be spread more equitably around the world, there will be, it will be easier to have systems in place to process people in an orderly way.
Yeah, we're going to keep you safe with magic. Oh, by the way, they still don't know where the hell Omar Mateen's wife is. Don't you feel confident? You feel confident with that, right? Golly. I don't trust anything that these people say. They have a handle on it. They're going to keep everybody safe. So don't complain about Syrian refugees coming into the United States. And then people want to act shocked. I just don't understand what fueled Brexit. They just must be racist and anti-immigration. No, it's because they were tired of not being able to control who's coming into their country. And good heavens. So this is, people are mad about the state of Missouri. Right now I was looking at media. It has this piece where they say Missouri looks as though they're going to disregard SCOTUS's abortion ruling and the whole Women's Health v. Hellerstedt that said that states can't condition abortions on their taking place in hospitals. But they say that Missouri is going to attempt to try to do that, which is not accurate. They say that they're just, that's not what it's doing at all.
Wait a minute. So by...
They just want to increase standards of care.
Right. By increasing cleaner and the standards of care for all of these women.
They're fighting for women to have abortions with hangers.
They're against cleaner facilities. They're against regulated.
These people are stupid. They're like, well, Planned Parenthood and Clinic is in St. Louis is going to lose its abortion license because the doctor doesn't have hospital privileges. That doesn't mean that you have to perform it in a hospital, you moron.
Yeah.
That means that if a doctor screws up, which happens quite frequently, by the way,
mm-hmm.
and the patient has to go to the hospital, then they need to be able to have admitting privileges at the hospital. That's how that works. Are these people, like, how moronic are these people? Seriously, stop making meth for a moment and focus on the issue that you're writing about. Because you sitting here trying to write about this issue while simultaneously making meth somewhere deep in the woods of Franklin County is not going to sit here and assist you. And I'm not hitting on people in Franklin County. Look, we all have issues, right? I'm just saying that's where the majority of them come from. That's sad, but it's the truth. These people are idiotic. Oh, you want to do coat hangers? They want women to just have abortions with rusty coat hangers, apparently.
We always hear the narrative of, you know, hey, Republicans want to take us back. They want to take us back to bad times. Well, that's exactly what you're doing by turning down this type of legislation.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely, like, they're legitimately fighting for that.
You're taking it back to back alley, dirty, dangerous abortion
But that's,
clinics.
It's to protect women, Kane.
Yeah, well...
How is that protecting women?
It doesn't.
It's making them get. It's making them go to dirty places for, which I don't think they should be doing it anyway. But you know, I'm using their argument here, right?
Yeah, and when Texas implemented it, that it cleaned up 23 of the clinics in Texas, and they looked at it as a bad thing. The ones that remained were the cleaner, the ones that were compliant, the ones that were safer for women, are the ones that remained. The ones that fell off because of the new legislation. Fell off because they did not want to uphold the standard of care for women.
Mm-hmm.
What are people not understanding about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's insane. We're going to also continue following the story of this Israeli girl who's an American, 13 years old, stabbed to death by a Palestinian in her West Bank bedroom. Civilian guard was also injured responding to the incident. When is the president going to say anything about that? Are they? Is he? Who knows? Time for Today in Stupidity.
Marty, we're going to go with Cut 15 because Cut 15 is pretty substantial. Listen to what Samantha Power says here.
ISIL is on its heels. It's losing territory in Syria and Iraq, but it is still capable, as we've seen, of staging attacks. We don't know in this case who the perpetrator of the airport attack was, but our hearts go out to the people of Turkey, and we will work with them and lend them any assistance we can.
Okay, so two things to take from this.
Hmm.
So confident that ISIL's on its heels, by the way, ISIL, on its heels in Syria and Iraq, but unsure of how they were able to pull this one off in Turkey. Not sure.
And they don't have any at all plan for Libya.
No, not at all. And then later on, she says that they can take in Syrian refugees and keep American people safe, mm-hmm. when we all know from that area there are no backgrounds for people, so therefore you can't do background checks. How can you possibly vet everybody?
Yeah, how?
You just
yeah.
can't.
No, you can't. I'm telling you what, don't they just make you feel so confident?
Mm.
They make you feel so confident about the world. I just don't. Just who knows? Who knows?
In a bizarro world.
Yeah, in a bizarro world. These are the same people that want to disarm you. Folks, Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central. Find me at danaradio.com. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Out in bookstores now. Buy it in your bookstore or buy it on Amazon. Have a great night. I'm taking a day of wellness tomorrow to get back in the saddle, but I'll be back with you on Monday.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says there'll be increased security following the bombings in Istanbul.
The American public should expect to see this July 4th weekend an enhanced security presence at airports, train stations, and other transit centers across the country.
Turkey state-run news agency says a man who was wounded in the triple suicide attack at the airport has died of his wounds, raising the death toll to at least 44. And a senior Turkish official says the three suicide attackers who carried out the attack were nationals of Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. In London, a leading advocate for Brexit's bowed out of the running for prime minister. Charles de Ledesma reports.
Boris Johnson, a prominent campaigner for British withdrawal from the European Union, says he won't put himself forward as a candidate to succeed Prime Minister David Cameron.
Having consulted colleagues and in view of the circumstances in Parliament, I have concluded that person cannot be me.
Johnson's decision means Justice Secretary Michael Gove and Home Secretary Theresa May are front runners in the race. Johnson hopes to advise the government on Brexit issues. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Police officers in Cleveland will be using body cameras during the Republican National Convention in July. Arizona-based Taser International will loan the city 300 units to allow officers to record interactions between police and the public. The four-day convention begins July 18th. A $7.25 billion settlement between merchants and Visa and MasterCard over credit card transaction fees was rejected Thursday by a federal appeals court, a ruling praised by a retail trade association as a victory for consumers. An NBA free agency starts at 12:01 Eastern time. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bill Bennett here to tell you about Augusta Precious Metals. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would, and you can't do that with stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882. That's 1-855-222-5882. Or right. Visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
Taliban militants launched a twin suicide attack on Thursday, targeting a convoy of buses carrying Afghan police cadets outside the capital and killing 37 people, mostly policemen, and wounding 40 others. State Department spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. condemns the attack.
The United States condemns today's horrific multi-part attack on Afghan National Police and civilians in Kabul.
Kirby says the suicide attack on Afghan police trainees underscores the Taliban's complete disregard for human life.
The first attack targeted new police cadets. A second attack then targeted the brave people who rushed to help the victims of the first attack.
Secretary of State John Kerry traveling to Europe next week, visiting Georgia and Ukraine before heading to Poland. He'll be in Tbilisi on July 6th for meetings with top Georgian government officials and eventually make his way to Warsaw, where he'll accompany President Obama at a NATO summit. More on these stories at townhall.com. The White House is defending the Attorney General's controversial meeting with former President Bill Clinton. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The private conversation aboard Attorney General Loretta Lynch's airplane in Phoenix this week raised eyebrows given the ongoing FBI probe into the Hillary Clinton email scandal. But White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says Lynch will supervise an impartial investigation.
She certainly understands that investigations should be conducted free of political interference.
Lynch told reporters she and the former president talked about family and travel schedules, not the email investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Almost a big trade on Thursday, Hershey rejected a $22 billion takeover offer from Oreo maker Mondelez, which would have brought some of the world's best-known cookies and chocolates under one company. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Kevin Costner, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine.
Who would know more about Westerns than you, Kevin Costner? What are the laws of dueling?
Yeah, there wasn't too much protocol to killing.
Yeah, you, Wyatt Earp, or whatever, walking down the streets, somebody's going to get hurt in that.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin Costner thinks dueling in the streets is not a good idea. Right?
No, it's not good. You know what, man? I'm going to give you like an A+, because starting with Wyatt Earp stuff and the fact that you had the guts to push that 3 or 4 times, you know, when something's funny, guys, just keep hammering at it. So I like the whole arc of our relationship.
Kevin Costner once again believes dueling in the streets is bad. Yep. 844-4-JB-SHOW. Direct line to a good time. We're not here for a long time, believe me. We're here for a good time. 844, the number 4, JB-SHOW. What up, Michael Phelps? Yeah, come on now. Look at you. Going to the Olympics. Na-na-na-na-na. He's on his way to Rio on his 31st birthday. Michael Phelps. He is 31 today. Michael Phelps becoming the first American male swimmer to qualify for 5 Olympics. That's why he's holding his hands up. When he jumps out of the water, he's got his 5 fingers up in the air. 5 Olympics. Most medals ever. He owns the most overall medals, 22. Most gold medals, 18 of any Olympian in history. He qualified yesterday after winning the 200-meter butterfly. Is the only girl for me. But she's living way up in a tree.
He gave up his pot habit.
You just can't let things go, can you?
Nope.
You can't?
No, I can't.
Is that the way it goes? So a guy has a pot habit. He smokes the weed, and now he's got more metal. But see, according to you then, Buzz, what happens is, oh, he owns the most metal. Here's what Buzz hears. Michael Phelps owns the most overall medals, 22, and the most gold medals, 18, of any Olympian in history.
What about the pot?
Yep.
He had a couple of things, the run-ins with pot, and you're going to diminish what he has done at the Olympics and will continue to do in Rio.
And just last week, he was... He was speculating that perhaps he was an alcoholic as well.
Oh, come on!
Are you an alcoholic?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know I have probably moments where I have gone off the deep end where I shouldn't. And I would say binged more than anything else. Just
so a drinking problem.
No, because, you can put a beer in front of me or an alcoholic drink in front of me, and I won't feel the urge to drink it.
Right, but if you noticed, there was an alcoholic substance at the end of the pool where he was swimming to. To get him to go there faster. Matt Lauer is an alcoholic. Are you an alcoholic? I don't know.
You've said you don't know if you're an alcoholic, maybe have a binge problem. So did you check yourself into treatment because you had a drinking problem or because you had a public relations problem?
I checked myself in because I think I was at a point in my life where something needed to change and I needed to figure things out. I thought of myself as just a swimmer and nobody else. I don't know if it was like afraid of just letting go and showing who I am or what it was and I finally was just like, you know what, screw this. I'm not hiding behind anything anymore.
Yeah.
I am who I am, and if you don't like it, it's really not my issue, and it's not my problem.
Right on. He's talking right to you, Buzz. That's who he's talking to. Michael Phelps is talking to you. You take that beautiful moment, and you just diminished it. Michael Phelps, the first American male swimmer to qualify for 5 Olympics, whether he was drunk or whether he was smoking pot, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
Seems almost more admirable than, a drunken pothead can do that.
And if you really check carefully at the picture of Michael Phelps coming out of the pool last night, he was holding up 3 fingers but trying to say that he had 5. So I think there was something to what you might be alluding to. He's going to compete in 2 more events, the U.S. Trials, the 200-meter individual medley, the 100-meter butterfly is the only one for me. Depending on his performance in those events and his possible inclusion on any U.S. relay teams, Phelps could add 6 more medals in Rio to his already historic haul. If someone will let him forget that, yes, okay, I got it. He smoked pot. He'd been interviewed about it. He couldn't have been clearer. He always held his own in these interviews.
How are you doing?
I guess as good as I can. Being able to have, support through times like this, I think, is the most important thing.
What do you want to say today to your supporters, to your detractors here today and around the world because they want to be like you?
the biggest thing is...
the biggest thing is I clearly made some bad judgments and mistakes in my life, and I think the best thing is learn from your mistakes.
Has this made you rethink Rome this summer and maybe London in 2012?
There it is. When he was interviewed, he was always on point.
That's not always
See, you just can't let it go.
Well, and really, the Olympics, the Rio Olympics, the latest development there is fantastic. They've got body parts have been washed up on shore right in front of the Olympic Beach volleyball arena.
Few body parts.
A dismembered foot and another body part.
Was it an Olympian's foot? Or
I don't know. They're trying to find out whose foot that is.
I hope it wasn't Michael Phelps's. Worst Olympic previews ever. A beachgoer is discovering a mutilated human body that washed up on the beach right in front of the Olympic Beach Volleyball Arena.
I mean, the good news for whoever discovered it, it wasn't their foot.
Hey, there's a foot here. Is that, who's... Wow. Another body part unidentified was found. Circumstances surrounding the person's death unknown. Another embarrassing blow to Rio.
Right.
Reeling from so many problems.
If I had to go down there, I know I'd be drinking.
It goes again with the drinking. I hope he wins 6 more medals and becomes the most medaled person in the history of the Olympics.
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan. I applaud his transparency on the pot and the alcohol.
I don't know if I'm a... What am I? I don't know.
What am I? Let's go back to Rio.
The Rio report. I'm standing here now where a severed head and a leg have just washed up on shore. And let's take a look at this story. So Rio de Janeiro warned the games. The governor, of course, let's just go down the points again. The governor's warned this could be a big failure because the state's out of money. There was a banner at the airport that says, "Welcome to hell. Police and firefighters don't get paid. Whoever comes to Rio will not be safe." That was a warning to people right. as they land.
The police tell you that.
The banner at the airport says, "Welcome to Rio. Welcome to hell.
You will not be safe.
You will not be safe." I would just turn around and go right back out. Brazil's most successful soccer player, Rivaldo Ferreira, warned people stay away.
Oh, really?
Stay away. Then we know about the guy who tried to snuff out the Olympic torch by throwing water on it.
He missed.
Missed that. He can't even hit the torch with a bucket of water.
It's running right by him.
He missed the torch, hit the guy who was holding the torch, and he hit the security guards. Then the Jaguar called Juma was being exhibited with the torch relay, escaped from her handlers, and was shot by a soldier. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. That's in a week's worth at Rio. A week's worth of trouble at the Rio Olympics. Then you got the untreated sewage in the water. You got the athletes complaining that they are breaking out in disease by swimming in the water. The U.S. Olympic team is taking precautions. They're going to wear seamless antimicrobial unisuits. Here's my favorite. The Germans are sailing, practicing sailing, their sailing team, by sailing in trash-coated waters. The
Germans know how to do it.
Just throw trash in there, because that's what it's going to look like. Very good idea, Germans. Zika virus outbreak, we know about that. One Olympian is frozen as sperm, just to make sure that if he comes out of there, he'll be able to have a baby. He's going to send his sperm back to his old lady. Crime wave, we know about the crime wave and the political upheaval. Welcome to... And then the latest of yesterday, forget about Michael Phelps going to the fifth Olympics, the body part have washed up at the Olympics beach volleyball site. R-I-O, let's go.
Scientists with Brazil's most respected health research institute say they've discovered a drug-resistant superbacteria in the bay where Olympic sailing events will be held.
Rory McIlroy has announced he will not be competing in Rio because of his concerns over the Zika virus.
Rio declared a financial state of emergency and requested federal funds during the Olympic Games that take place in August.
Summer Olympics are in Rio in Brazil. And if the crime don't get ya, then the Zika will. Dead cats to the left, poop to the right, yeah, you're swimming in the bay. This city's going under because it cannot pay.
Jaguar was shot and killed following the Olympic torch lighting ceremony.
The game's in Rio, they are looking mighty bad. Trash. And things are going out just like a prom night date. Compared to Rio, even Detroit's looking great, yeah.
Thousands of people all across the country are choosing to drive with Uber. That's where the riders are. And with more riders, there's less downtime. So drivers are busier making more trips, earning more money. You're in control. Earning the extra money you need every week when you drive with Uber.
Why'd I choose to drive with Uber? Money and flexibility. Name me another place where I can set my own hours and still pull in the money I'm pulling in every month. You can't, can you? If I want to earn some extra money, I just get in my car, turn on the app, and I'm off doing my thing. No boss yelling at me to get to work. If I want to go see my kids play ball, I go see my kids play ball. Plus, they got perks. I mean, I can get access to some sweet discounts on gas and car care. So for me, driving with Uber means I get to do what I want, when I want, and still earn some extra money.
Earn the extra money you need. Just an hour or two a day, and the money adds up fast when you drive with Uber. Get started today. Take 2 minutes and sign up right now. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger, that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Paging Dr. Henry Heimlich and his son, Phil.
We're here. I'm Phil, and I'm here with my dad, Dr. Henry Heimlich.
96 years old. So there you are, Dr. Henry Heimlich, the man who invented the Heimlich maneuver. And you're next to a woman who's eating. She was turning color. Is that correct, doctor?
That's correct.
And he does that move that he invented himself, and it shot, what was it, a piece of steak?
Actually, a piece of steak with a little bone on it.
Does she know you're Dr. Heimlich, the man who invented the Heimlich maneuver?
She does now.
844-JB-SHOW. That's a live number, 844-JB-SHOW. What up, Rosie?
Hey, Johnny, what's up?
What's up with you?
You had me in the studio with I'm an amputee. We were talking about workman's comp, and I was, as soon as I heard you guys talking about the foot washing up on shore, I had to call because
hold on, slow down a minute, Rosie. What are you talking about, Rosie? If I recall, Rosie, you were working somewhere, weren't you at a nursing home, or is that you or somebody else I'm thinking about?
I spent a bunch of time in a nursing home. It was 4 years of, you know, hopscotching around from different hospital to hospital. But I like my tall boys early in the morning.
Yeah, but didn't we used to call you Drunk Rosie when you called in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys did a little song bit.
Stuff. Hector, that's Drunk Rosie. He's back.
Hey, Rosie.
Right on, bud.
Yeah, it's Drunk Rosie. But wait a minute. If I recall correctly, you had your foot amputated because a forklift rode over it.
No, it's a goofy story. I just took a nasty fall out of a dumpster.
Oh, that's right, Rosie. So wait a second. But you weren't in a nursing home, right? That was another guy I used to call.
No, I did over the course of 7 years, I was in four different places, and the last one was actually like a convalescent home in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Oh, I thought you were in Palm Beach, Florida.
70 years old or more. I was the only young person in the place.
But well, wait, Drunk Rosie, weren't you in Palm Beach, Florida? Is that another guy I'm thinking about? Hector, is that the same guy? There was a guy who was crazy. He was in a
different guy.
He is a different guy?
Yep.
Okay, and so, because they were both young, and they were both thrown into a nursing home, but why were you thrown into a nursing home, Drunk Rosie?
I took a nasty tumble out of a dumpster. I was worried, you know.
Well, but that's no reason.
Debris.
No reason to throw you into a nursing home. So you lost your foot because of that?
Yeah.
Then what happened?
I had like 7 surgeries, 3 massive infections over the course of my original incident happened in 2009.
Wow.
But I also.
So
know,
wait a minute. What did you just call for now? What was the. What did you go just to say hello? Or what did you call for now? You said something that's my foot.
You guys were talking about a foot washing up on the beach. And I remember asking my doctors, what do you do with it? What do you do with my foot? You know, can I have it? You know, I wanted to put it in my
Can I have it?
Can I have my foot? By the way, it's your foot. I would assume
mine.
You could have it.
Mine.
Yeah, Jay, what's
so
mine?
I was wondering if the right foot. Could be, you know, I don't know what they do with them, flush them down the toilet or what. But
you're talking about the foot that was found in the beach in Rio, adding to the troubles of Rio de Janeiro and the Olympics. I don't think it was your foot because your foot was lost in the state of Illinois or here in America.
Yeah, but those sewer pipes would have to go pretty far.
Let me ask you, hold on a second. Hey, is this the song about Drunk Rosie right here? Hector? Drunken Rosie.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What do you do with the drunken Rosie?
What do you do with the drunken Rosie? What do you do with the drunken Rosie?
The morning.
He's got one foot, but he loves his tall boys.
He's got one foot, but he loves his tall boys.
Early in the morning.
And he has a Mexican lover.
And he has a Mexican lover. And he has a Mexican lover early in the morning. Wait a minute. Wait, my boss, he doesn't sound drunk. Drunken Rosie, you no longer sound drunk.
I got a tall boy in my hand right now.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
The tall boy, is it the Pabst's tall boy?
I usually do ice house, but right now I'm drinking a Hurricane. These things are 8.1%, so they pack a punch, you know?
A Hurricane that you make like in New Orleans at Pat's Paddle Bright?
It's a malt liquor, you know?
Oh, okay, it's a malt liquor.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the budget, you know, budget for drunk people, I guess, you know, keep it down. They're only a buck a piece.
Well, wait a minute. So you drink every day to ease the pain of having one foot? Is that what we're hearing? Well, I don't know why you drink every day again. And what happened to your Mexican lover?
I got a couple of Mexican lovers. I like to say hi to Tommy Fernandez, my buddy Junior.
Tommy Fernandez.
And Hector, you know, he's on the list because when I was in there, I thought he was pretty. I knew he'd be. You know, if I couldn't hook up with them, you know, maybe I could
hook
up with one of my guys.
Hector, you know? I didn't hear anything like this when we met this gentleman in our studio. He tried to hook up with you?
Yeah, no, I was in your in this, across
right.
the console.
Hector, you better defend yourself because Drunken Rosie saying he tried to hook up with you while he was in the studio.
What happened now?
You tell him.
No, I was across the console sitting in front of Johnny. somebody slapped some headphones on me.
Wasn't me.
That was no. You need another lover. It was not Hector.
I'd like to meet Hector.
Wasn't there.
All right, Drunken Rosie. Listen, we got to run. Stand by. We'll take your number. We'll stay in touch with us, Drunken Rosie. But we can be clear that the foot that washed up in Rio was not yours.
I'm sorry. I can't figure out how to find the song on my computer. So
hold on. I'll get you the song. The Drunken Rosie song. I'll get to you.
Talk to me, fool. Talk to me, fool.
There he is.
Come on, Johnny, talk to me.
Drunken Rosie. See, he sounded way more drunk back in the day.
Later in the morning.
He must have been a different time.
Oh, this one I said.
Yeah.
Jibbity. Right up
there. Come on. I guarantee he tried to hook up with Hector and he did.
You're not.
Hung up on me.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club Saltwater Pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Energy. Attention parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Spell Brandmeier.
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 Brand?
Meyer.
Meyer.
Spell Brandmeier.
Never heard of the word.
Guess what? This is interesting. I read that a record number of Americans are expected to travel this 4th of July. A new record. Yeah. True story. And if Trump wins the presidency, twice as many Americans are expected to travel this 4th of November.
Oh.
Ahora, el director de noticias que da las noticias más tristes mientras hace un cigarrillo de marihuana.
Uh-oh.
Buzz Kilman.
I heard marijuana. Oh. There it is. Oh. Probably talking about Michael. Hey, I heard it. Phelps and Buzz. And Buzzkill.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, it's over now, but not long ago, only actually minutes, a man screaming, "Donald Trump, where are you?" turned Times Square, that's in New York City, into an open-air peep show this morning, ambling to the top of the red staircase in Duffy Square, completely naked, putting on a bizarre one-hour show and then jumping off. The man demanded a meeting with GOP's presumptive presidential nominee, who has scheduled an appearance in New Hampshire later today. He screamed to police and anybody else who would listen, "Donald Trump, where are you? Donald Trump, where the F are you?
Where are you? Get out of here!"
Cops blocked off rush hour traffic in the hopes of talking the man down, to no avail. As of 9 a.m., he came down a little later. Although the handsome 20-something wore no clothes, he appeared to be a bit of a style maven, screaming out, "I love fashion.
I love fashion. Just want to talk to Trump.
It's taught me so much."
Good Lord.
He also dropped the name of two iconic fashion photographers. "I love you, Bruce Weber," the man shouted. "I love you, Mario Testino," he shouted. Those are two photographers.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right.
I knew that.
You do that.
Yeah, I do too.
The man also proclaimed he's a virgin and he loves his mom. And he's now in custody.
But he didn't do anything other than shout. Did he have a gun, did you say? No, he had no gun?
No, he's completely naked. Completely naked.
Well, in Times Square, they got the naked cowboy, but he's in underpants.
Yeah. That's not completely naked.
That's just, to see him is ridiculous. Okay, so this guy was naked, and you cannot be naked in Times Square. Which, by the way, you told us was in New York. I had no idea.
Police tried to talk him down. The man blew kisses to the crowd. He performed a chicken dance and crudely taunted the officers, grabbing his privates and shaking his backside at New York's finest.
All right.
At 9:10, he decided to end the show, and they took him into custody.
Right on.
Well, I can't wait for the next show.
Yeah. What time do you think his next show is?
I don't know.
What time do you think his next show is? Because I want to see it.
Turkish forces raided neighborhoods in Istanbul today and detained 13 people this morning as authorities worked to find out who was behind the attack of Istanbul's airport that left 43 people dead. Officials have pointed to ISIS, but no terror group has yet claimed responsibility for the gun and bomb attack, and authorities have not yet shared what they know about the attackers, other than saying they were foreign. One of the attackers has been identified as Russian.
I saw the report on NBC's Today show with the reporter Tom Casella, who's standing outside an airport, and these are the kind of reports I do not think we should be giving
to anyone. Basically, what you're saying is, here is how our United States terminals, as we gear up for the 4th of July, how we're getting ready because of what happened in Istanbul. Here's what we're doing, but here's what we're not doing. So if you're out there and you're an ISIS guy, and you're thinking about banging one of our airports, listen to Tom Costello. He'll tell you what's wrong with our security.
Most travelers who are going to be out and about over the next few days and week will probably not see a significant change in the security posture at airports nationwide. But they're really not changing their security status either. This is really not only showing a deterrent, but also helping to reassure the public. And if there's one thing that concerns many security analysts, it's this. Here at Reagan National Airport, they've got these steel pylons here, these steel pillars, if you will, that are supposed to block the entrance into the airport so that somebody in a large truck with explosives couldn't just ram or drive right into the airport. That said, he or she could park it right there.
Wait a minute. Let me see it again. Right there. Okay, so these steel pylons at Reagan International. Okay, you can't drive through. Oh, you can park here. And then what happens then?
Right above the roof is the control tower. And it's also a situation where you don't have any police presence right here. You can have people rush the airport with AK-47s or whatever the weapon might be. And that is not unlike any other airport in the country. This is pretty standard. So the concern among many security analysts is that many airports simply aren't hardened enough.
Oh, thank you, Tom Costello from the Today Show, for helping the ISIS people figure out where we lack in security around the country.
Terrorists are grabbing their AK-47s and heading for the airport right now.
Did you see the report on NBC? Very good. All right.
I mean, come on. Don't say it. Honestly, I know you'll say, well, the Americans need to know. Are we protected or not? Should we go? I don't just say they're working on security and we can't talk about it.
But they can talk about it.
I don't want them to.
I know, but.
Yeah, and just say, I can't. If you're NBC or whoever you are, just say, hey, listen, we have some things. No, wait, forget NBC. The government. Just keep it to yourselves. I don't need to know everything. I don't care. I don't want to know it.
See, I mean, because we live in a democracy, in a free country.
Oh, boy, here we go with that rap again.
Yeah, blah, 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 America, I got it. Home of the free bed bug. Why are they trying to kill us?
That's because you're a bed bug.
Right. Oh, yeah, bring it. That's racism.
Meanwhile, CIA Director John Brennan says that the suicide bombings in Istanbul, Turkey, bore the signs of ISIS and should serve as a warning to Americans that the terrorist group is aiming to carry out similar attacks in the United States of America. He says, I'd be surprised if ISIS is not trying to carry out that kind of attack in the United States as we speak. Representative Vern Buchanan, Republican from Florida, is outraged and criticizing the administration's proposed plan to ask foreigners entering the U.S. for permission to screen their social media accounts, arguing that terrorists would not be compelled to voluntarily offer up incriminating evidence. Says Vern, what terrorist is going to give our government permission to see their radical jihadist rants on social media? The only people who will share that information are those with nothing to hide.
Let me ask Master Sergeant Mark Evans, the man who does pizza for Patriots. They got a big 4th of July thing going. We'll tell you what that is in a second. Sergeant Mark, if we have the information about how our airports are not protected, should we be giving that out, or is that just something we should kind of keep on the down low?
First off, who is this?
John Francis Brandmeier.
Francis?
Yeah, that's my middle name.
Does anybody call you Francis?
I'll kill you.
Right on.
Well, you know Master Sergeant Mark Evans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he does pizza for Patriots. You can't answer that. Can you answer that question or not?
Yeah, we shouldn't tell them. They should just give live bullets to all the National Guard there and just, you know, anybody getting away, just take care of business.
Yeah, even if it's a grandmother that gets in the line of fire?
Playing games, yeah. She pulls out those knitting needles, fire her up.
You never know what it is. See, that's the kind of guy we're talking about. Just get in the airport and wave people up.
Nothing worse than a mean grandma running around with knitting needles.
That looks shady. Ladies and gentlemen, Master Sergeant Mark Evans is going to tell you something, and you're going to listen because you want to do some good. On the 4th of July, they are doing a pizza for Patriots, serving a slice of home at home to our returning veterans. Pizza parties at 50 VA hospitals around the United States of America. Pizzas, the number 4, Patriots.com. Pizzas, the number 4, patriot.com.
Yes, sir, Johnny B.
But tell people what you do. Tell people, don't get, what do you do? You deliver pizzas to the VA. Just go ahead and explain it. And people,
you know, over the years, back to 2008, and I want to thank you and your listeners so much for helping us out. You were there in the beginning, Johnny B. and Buzz. We ship pizzas to the Middle East for our troops on 4th of July. This 4th of July, though, with the changing in the war and stuff, the military's handling it. So they're going to make sure they get pizza, but it won't be straight from us. But with that said, though, for many years now, we've been serving a slice of home at home. So when the guys get home, they still get their pizza. If they're in the VA, if something's going on in their life, and we'll send them a pizza party to show them that we're still here, and it brings back all those good memories of when we did it for them out there.
All right, so here at the hospitals, the VA hospitals, they will get pizzas delivered, all different types of pizzas. They'll be surprised. They won't know what's coming. They get these pizzas. Sure. Who doesn't want a pizza? Everyone wants a pizza, no matter what you're eating these days. You'll still want a pizza.
Johnny B., I went in a psych ward, and I belonged to. They kept me in there. No, I'm kidding.
Believe me.
You know, there were some guys in, and I walked in with a cart full of 30 pizzas. Man, they flipped out. They were just jumping around so happy.
I'm telling you, I just think it's one of the coolest things. I mean, you know, it's just, it's a surprise. When you were sending it overseas and people were getting it in the middle of the desert, and they're like, oh, my God, I got a deep dish pizza from Chicago. This is amazing. So you're doing it now for the VA hospitals. I think that's great. Pizzas for Patriots. Yep. You can donate. And remember, with my CD, the Double Live CD, Larger Than Live on Amazon.com, every single penny, if you buy that CD, every single cent goes to Pizzas for Patriots, and the pizzas will go to the VA hospitals around the country, go to war zones, wherever it is, wherever they are, wherever the armed forces are,
Johnny,
that's where they will go. You are the man.
You're the man.
No, you're the
Johnny,
man.
We're doing the first responder initiative and heroes, like the girl that saved the guy on the railroad tracks. You're the one that started us on that path.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The girl that saved the guy in the wheelchair on the railroad.
Oh,
track.
Yes. Okay, so you're sending pizzas.
Are
for
you
Patriots.
On your meds today?
Are you sending pizzas for Patriots to people who now save people on railroad tracks, too?
Yeah.
If I were you, I would not dilute the message, but you've just done that. Listen to him. Listen to him.
Thing as well, you know.
All right, Nucky. All right, Mark.
Hospital, sir.
Master Sergeant.
Arm our troops.
Okay, Mark. Thank you very much for your time.
You too. You still got that knife, Johnny B?
I got to tell you something. He gave me a knife. Is it the knife from Iraq?
Yeah.
I take that.
That's right. We brought it to you, John, all the way from Iraq.
I take that on the trout stream with me.
Your trout stream, yeah?
Oh, yeah, because just in
don't
case.
Don't they run when they see it?
No, the black bear comes out, he's going to get it.
Well, you like trout that run, right? You don't want them not running.
All right. Master Sergeant Mark Evans has gone off into some delusion. Once again, pizzas for Patriots. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, he does a great thing. Pizzas for Patriots. Sergeant Mark Evans runs it. Charity sends Chicago pizza to troops serving abroad in veterans hospitals here at home. And you can donate to Pizzas for Patriots. The number four, pizzasforpatriots.com. Or you can pick up our Double Live CD on Amazon.com. Get the CD. All the money goes to Pizzas for Patriots.
It's the Johnny and the Leisure Suits Live CD. Larger Than Live.
Available now at Amazon.com.
Good. It's a Double Live CD. Recorded at the Rosemont Theater.
Oh, Pish Posh, happy birthday!
Get Brandmeier live
in your living room.
It's the Johnny and the Leisure Suits Live CD featuring Jonathan Brandmeier.
Available now at Amazon.com.
Just have fun!
All proceeds go to the Pizzas for Patriots, a charity that sends pizza to our troops serving abroad and veterans hospitals here at home.
Learn more at pizzasforpatriots.com.
It's the Johnny and the Leisure Suits Live CD.
Chicago!
Larger Than Live. Available now at Amazon.com.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled? Hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. 800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is Brad Meyer.
First of all, very few people listen to your radio show. That's the good news. Let me just tell you, which happens to be true. Check out the ratings.
This is the Jonathan Brad Meyer Show.
All right. Well, Trump had a dude at one of his rallies who was a radio host. Howie Carr is his name. Yeah, good morning. I'm Howie Carr. And Howie Carr, the talk radio host, used the racist war whoop when talking about Senator Elizabeth Warren. Of course, you know the reason for that. Of course, Trump and her had a little thing because she says she's Cherokee. She wanted him to apologize.
Hillary Clinton has somebody. Did you ever hear Pocahontas? It's Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. She is probably the senator that's doing just about the least in the United States Senate. She's a total failure. She said she was an Indian. She said because her cheekbones were high, she was an Indian, that she was Native American. People like her, total failures. It's a big scam, and we're all being scammed together, and we're not going to take it anymore, okay? Pocahontas, if this group ever gets into the White House again, we're not going to have a country.
All right. So we understand who she is. Then he was supposed to apologize to her. He did not apologize. He would only apologize to Pocahontas herself, not to her.
You know, when I use a slightly off word, when I call this really bad senator, she said she's Native American. And I said, Pocahontas, it's Pocahontas. And somebody said to me, one of the media, Mr. Trump, would you apologize? I said, yes, I'll apologize. To Pocahontas, I will apologize.
Right on. Pocahontas. That's where I want to cut. That's where you got to cut it. Right there is Emmy. Pocahontas, I will apologize. Like, boom.
He gets a laugh every time.
Every time.
Yes, I'll apologize. To Pocahontas.
To Pocahontas, I will apologize. Anyway, so he gets this radio dude that was in Maine on Wednesday night, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, he was making fun of her by covering his mouth with his hand and removing it while making high-pitched noises like an Indian. This is the guy that introduced Trump. And
You know Elizabeth Warren, right?
Ay, ay, ay. Look at that video.
You know Elizabeth Warren, right?
That's just, this is asking for trouble. I mean, the Trump campaign, you know, who's the guy who's coming in now to say, wait a minute, I don't, that talk show dude should not have, should not have done that.
Well, they're trying, they're hopping on the Trump train, but it turns out you really, not everyone can ride the Trump train.
You got to be careful.
You got to be,
I mean,
it's Trump's train.
Can you imagine if I'm the guy that comes up, and by the way, this goes back to something I've always believed now that's happened in the world. You can do the dumbest thing, the worst thing, the meanest thing, and then you will become popular. I never heard of the name Howie Carr in my entire life in radio. We've been in this business a long time. Yeah. I've never heard the name Howie Carr. Now, everywhere I look, the name Howie Carr. Why? Because if you can imagine me, Johnny B.
You know, Jonathan Brandmeier was on stage and he introduced Trump by going,
remember Elizabeth Warren? I would be vilified, but yet the most popular man in America. Now Howie Carr, whoever he is, wherever he is, has a name because he did an Indian, he's an Indian war whoop.
You know Elizabeth Warren, right?
Oh, my God.
Elizabeth Warren said, or maybe it was Hillary, she said, the only people for Donald Trump are rich guys. Are any of you guys out there rich guys? I don't see too many rich guys out here today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Howie Carr covered his mouth with his hand, removed it, made the Indian whoop noises, made popular by depictions of American Indians in old Western films. Now, wait, did Indians not do that?
I don't know. I believe they did, but I guess I believe that because of what I saw in the movies.
This is very weird right now because now I'm thinking to myself, wait, did the Indians put their hand over their mouth and go,
seems like something an Indian would do.
Why couldn't you just go like that without putting your hand over your mouth? Woo, 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 woo.
Not nearly as much fun.
Try it both ways. Let me see if I can hear the difference.
Well, I'd be happy to.
Go ahead. Okay, now this is... Well, no, you don't tell me what you're doing. I'll tell you with your mouth or without your hand over your mouth.
A, that's A. Now B.
Yes. B was the hand over the mouth.
That's right. I got a prize for you somewhere.
Thank you. The man who covered his mouth with his hand and removed it while making high-pitched noises, as depicted in movies of American Indians. I don't remember seeing Indians doing that in any movie, though. I don't remember them putting their hands over their mouth. That's Americanized.
If I'm the Native American, that makes me mad.
So that's why they just decided to put their hand over their mouth. Anyway, that's a radio host. Now we've heard of him, Howie Carr, opening for Donald Trump. He better get some better opening acts as he gets to the convention. War Whoop, making fun of Senator Elizabeth Warren.
You know Elizabeth Warren, right?
Yikes. You get when you hire a radio guy.
Bye, Howie.
Johnny B. The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Legislation to let students charge Christian universities with LGBT discrimination is now a step closer to becoming law in California after the State Assembly's Judiciary Committee approved a Senate-passed bill. Anthony Villarreal, who was expelled from William Jessup University, says he should have been able to take legal action against the school.
As a religious, Christ-loving, openly gay man, I believe I should have the legal right to a discriminatory free education, legal recourse, and equal freedoms as any other student.
But John Jackson, president of William Jessup, says the government should not force secular standards on religious universities.
SB 1146 marginalizes students and schools whose beliefs do not align with the views of those holding the levers of government power, creating a society that does not tolerate diversity of opinion and even punishing dissent from what politicians have determined are the, quote, correct beliefs.
Donald Trump says the Trans-Pacific Partnership, backed by...